welcome. Happy thanks. Giving? Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to the... I was going to do it this morning. I slept into like 10:30. And then I had to get up and get a fire going and get a turkey. Whole turkey breast on the bone on the grill. Oh, my God. And then the potatoes and the stuffing and the broccoli... gravy over the whole thing. Ugh. Ugh. I mean, look. I definitely am gaining weight. I'm proud of it. I'm going to be one of the biggest boys on the block. And there's nothing you can do about it. Stay away from me. I'm the cock of the walk, as they say. That's what they say in the biz. In the actual biz. I haven't stopped burping. I haven't stopped just streaking my underwear rapidly, changing them, streaking them again. Oh, God. Over and over and over, just shitting my pants and calling my hospice care workers for help to wipe. And they have to come in and flip me with the, I don't know what they call it, a spade? Spatula, some sort of wiping wand. Somebody told me, I don't know if any of that, you know, who knows what's true? People are sending me all this lore on PPP and Worski now. Apparently, Worski self admits he can't wipe himself. That's why, you know, that we have a lot of fun here joking about wiping sticks and such, but. He honestly, I guess, can't wipe. Like, that's fucking wild, dude. If you can't reach around your own body to wipe shit out of your crevices, then you've got an issue. You've got a real issue. We were laughing about the wiping stick. Can we find that wiping stick video? You know, it's been at least a year. Where's that wiping stick? Wasn't it like fat people? Oh, fuck. Wiping stick. It was like, remember this bitch wrapped like toilet paper around a back scratcher or something? Stick, fat people, hygiene. I don't know what to search for. Wiping aids, know your options. Oh God! Every time we look into this, I'm overwhelmed. I'm. What a way to start! What a way to start! Oh no! Oh no! What's this? Holy shit! God, fat people are fascinating. And look, I'm one of them. I'm a fat person, but I've never been incapacitated. I've never not been able to walk or bathe or shit or wipe. This is fascinating, man. These people have to take like rag showers and shit. Honestly, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I tried wishing people well wishes on Twitter. It didn't go well. People are very mad at me. Oh my God, the Clippers are running crazy with the clip of me last night screaming about still having access to Aaron Imholtz's Gmail. I can't help these people. I don't know how to put it clear to everyone. I've not committed a crime. I've never hacked anyone's computer. I don't have access to anyone's Gmail. You're all idiots. You're all idiots. I'm not worried about the... I mean, they might come knocking, but I'm not worried if they search everything. I might have a Fourth Amendment case on my hands. Hello?
Hit the like button.
Hit the like button. Yeah. I like that. Anyway, I mean, what a bunch of fucking idiots. Dude, you can't say that you hacked a computer if you didn't. You can't? Fuck, I got it all wrong. I thought you could say anything I fucking want, except fire in a crowded theater. I thought I could yell hack on a comedy program. Jesus fucking Christ, is everyone dumb? Anyway, we're doing it, we're having it, and I imagine they're gonna come knocking any day and ask questions, and I'm going to laugh and laugh. I'm going to laugh and laugh. Oh yeah, what's this?
2024 is over, it's done. Forget new boot goofing. In 2025, it's all about nude dude boofing. Money me money now.
Nude boot dude what? Nude dude boofing. Nude dude boofing. You got it? Anyway, thanks for joining us on a Thanksgiving night. I don't know what we're going to do. We got a lot to talk about. I think Kino Casino is going over stuff, but like me, you can't rewind their channel. So we won't be able to go over their stuff until their show ends. And I imagine, you know, it doesn't take too long for PPP to gas himself out. So we just have to wait. But as we were talking about before we got started here, the fats. I mean, what is this? You know, anytime it's TLC, I worry that we're going to get struck. But oh well. Look at this. Now, what do you think this guy, this feller's filling up this big metal pot for? Do you think he's making an extremely large quantity of soup? If you had to guess, what do you think this feller's filling up this pot for? By the way, we're members only chat. Join. It's $1.99. I think we're 107 members away from 3,500, which is not, I don't know why that's significant other than it's a nice round number. So, you know, give thanks. You think this guy's making, you think he's doing a, do you think this is a turkey brine? Somebody said this is for a heifer. He's going to boil his wife.
Okay.
Oh, no. And then she waddles into frame.
Right. Yeah, I'll just wait until you get.
Casey 707. So it's not his wife. I feel like this guy would bend the this guy would bend the lip of the metal top metal.
You back out.
707. You want to talk about a hunt? This is a lump back. Holy shit! He's got some real Debbie Danglers on his back. By the way, Brad's in the studio tonight. I really got to work on a, we got to get a Brad camp. Can I do, I could actually probably do a little Brad cam. Are you guys wanting a Brad cam to see my dog? Is that something people would be interested in? People always wonder if my dog's alive. Is my dog okay? And these are all, I'm not going to lie, these are good questions.
Happy Thanksgiving breakfast soda.
Whoa!
Boogers, all I had was Celsius and a turkey sandwich from the gas station.
Oh, God. Let me see if this webcam is plugged in. I don't even know.
I don't even know.
GoPro webcam. No. Might not be plugged in. It might not be plugged in. In which case, you know, if it's not plugged in. Hold on. Ooh. Logitech, is it? Anyway, no, not working. Oh, well, you don't get to see my dog. For all you know, she's dead. And it's none of your fucking business. Now let's cook this fat fuck. Oh, God. Okay. Whoa. You shouldn't be dangling off the bed. Well, he's putting dish soap in. Did no alarm bells ring at 407? Oh, God. Oh god, no, I don't. I think the webcam is not plugged in because it's not coming up. I mean, I could pull this and see. Oh, it's plugged into my Mac. Womp womp. You don't get to see my dog. Thanksgiving is ruined. Look, you know, if somebody pays enough, like a ransom. Remember that movie Ransom? Remember that movie Ransom with Mel Gibson? You got to ask yourself, is today Jimmy Shaker Day? Remember, it's Aaron's favorite movie. Remember? Dish soap.
You are guilty of all the crimes I have accused you of. This fat Canadian who won't live past 35 and Mr. Warskeet have felted you. Nick Recchietta lives rent-free in my head. Sufa PPP.
Somebody said the other day, imagine being a grown adult and unironically using the word felted. I don't even know what that means. Again, like, you've gaped your own asshole on the air. Somebody sent me a thing that said, like, your roommate did this. After PPP moved out, his roommate put photos of his sofa up and PPP had just, like, shit-streaked it everywhere from sitting on it, warming his shit up, and it just leaking out of his fucking ass crack like magic shell at a Sunday festival. Seize the day. Melty is still my first and favorite felon. Thank you. Thank you. Fingers crossed there won't be any of that felon huggery buggery, but we'll see. I can't believe he's using dish soap. Like, you need liquid Dawn? You can't just use regular Irish Spring in there?
I bathe outside of this truck.
Whoa, was not ready for that. Was not ready for that. Get a load of this gun. This is pretty much PPP.
Off currently because I cannot physically bathe in.
I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm looking at. I don't know which direction he's facing. Like, I don't even know. Is this his back or his side or his front or his... He don't even have nipples, dog. His nipples and areolas just blend in. They're like camouflage nips. You wouldn't even see that. You'd have to stare at it for like 3 minutes and go cross-eyed like one of those magic eyes. That's wild. Like, he has Invisinip. That's crazy. They're literally the same color as his. Unless this is a nipple up under this armpit. I don't know what's going on. This is clearly out of my.
A sit-down bathtub.
Wow. Oh, yeah, buddy.
We're stand-up shower area.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I worry about the tensile strength of that steel.
Oh. Oh. Because I'm a bigger
guy. Each night when the lights go out, it can be found on the ground all around.
I with like folds and flaps, and I have to move around like almost like a pig in a way and wallow.
That's what I was just singing. Charlotte's that was a Charlotte's Web banger.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweet?
Eating as much as an elf.
To get like the back of my leg, I have to lift up literal like pieces of skin.
I'm sorry.
It's just a super difficult process. There's two times where I've been kind
of. And then your dad just watches you from the cuck chair? I like to watch my boy bathe. Like to watch my boy bathe.
I was stuck in the shower and I couldn't get up. I sat in there for like 9 hours. Just couldn't get up. And I can't ask my dad to get me up. And we were like, I was.
Fuck. Rubber ducky. You're the one.
Like that, I'm afraid to get back in there again. He's like, well, I got this thing I can buy.
It gets old. It gets old.
Could you bring me a big gulp? Can you go by Carl's Jr. and get me a cup of cake?
And I get tired of it.
Fuck. Now he's got head and shoulders. Knees and toes.
He should be more active, but he's not. He's not.
he should be more active.
He's just there. He's just there. And
he's just there.
I wait on him hand and foot, and I shouldn't do it, but I do. Whew. I love him today.
He just dry shampoos with the head and shoulders?
Yep, he's my son, and I feel obligated to wait on him. I shouldn't feel
Don't
that.
Use the word wait around him. He hates that. Joseph Amas says, how do you wash your balls with swim trunks on? Yeah, that's a good point. How's he getting deep inside? Forearm wrinkle, a.k.a. Kiefer Sutherland. Think Aaron has a lonely toes giving? Hashtag Dwight Powell. I don't know, but, you know, Chad is definitely alone. And that was rough, you know. And it's same as with the hurricane thing, you know. I half expected him to go, like, what am I supposed to do? Go do, like, eat a meal at a stranger's house? What am I supposed to do? Go get in line at the shelter as suggested for us 50-year-old plus people with no friends and family? Literally, how long until they just shuffle Chad down to the shelter for meals? How long until Meals on Wheels? He's like, yeah, my friend Jerry brings over food. It's like, oh no, does Jerry work for Meals on Wheels? Shut up. Shut up. I gave him a Zumok Mania t-shirt. Texas Bjorn Wrong, are those tits under her arms? That's a man. That's not a woman. That's a man. Joseph Amas, what's worse, being 700 pounds or a ginger? Oh, I didn't even think about it like that. Fuck. And then your dad just watches you rag your body around.
Wait, I wished I didn't. I shouldn't, but I do.
I've got a turtle head poking out. Put a baby in me. What does he say? I've got what? Oh. What does Fat Bastard say?
Me and my dad's relationship is...
Get in my belly.
It's kind of touching.
What does he say?
Yeah, you know, like sometimes we'll have great moments together. And then recently in these past like years, there's a lot of like negativity and anger. And
okay, Doom, you got to stop. I've received the message that I'm cursed. My OCD can't take it. I got to see if this is real Doom. And then I got to think about my life. Yeah, it actually is Doom. I mean, you got to stop. I mean, I pay you. I can't pay a guy who's like actually this retarded. You got to stop. I wonder and worry about you. You have a productive clip channel and stuff. So I worry about you when you're like spending your time just keep typing the curse over to. I get it. I'm cursed. I get it. I'm going to be arrested. I get it. Like, let's all sit back and see then. Let's all sit back and see. But I can't. I'm actually worried about you. We have enough fucking retarded people in here. And I vouch for you all the time. I can't handle it. You're being haunted. I know. I'm telling you, you gotta stop. You gotta stop. I can't be associated with somebody that dumb. And his answer is cursed. Right, keep typing it. Keep typing. Fuck around and find out. Hey,
because my difficult skin flaps. My dad says it gets old, but my flaps.
I do what? His skin flaps.
It's me. I 100% admit it's my OCD, but we can't. you gotta stop. I'm fine. I get it. Believe me, I've never been more scared.
Because my difficult skin flaps. My dad says it gets old, but my flaps.
I do what? His skin flaps.
I'm being haunted by the chat. I am being haunted. I'm being haunted. I can't. It's because you didn't give him a wrench. Look at it. It'd be like giving Citizen M a wrench. It's off. I can't. These people aren't rational people. It's not a good look. I can't have a guy working for me who's like, the curse. Go outside. This concludes our yelling portion of the program. Victor Vega, just use a power washer at this point. I agree. They should bring him down to like some sort of truck stop, and like you can get a truck wash, pretty cheap.
Frustration. But now I'm at a size to where I need him to help me do things that just no parent wants to be doing.
He said, fine, I don't make the rules, the curse. Okay, if it's here, then let it just be here. The curse, I'm fine with. Doom, I have a real issue with. If the curse is here, you can stop announcing it. It's here. We're all trembling. Oh, my God, my dog's not breathing.
You're in your 30s or whatever.
Just pour it on my head.
On your head?
Yeah.
All right. Check it out and make sure.
By the way, picture this. Picture like a witch or a warlock or some sort of demon or evil leprechaun that can put a curse on you. And they just follow you around. They just follow you around. And they keep going like, the curse, the curse, the curse. And you turn around and you go, you got to stop. You got to stop just following me around and saying the curse, the curse. And then they say to you, this is what they say back to you. Fine, but just know the curse is here. And then they leave. You turn around and you just say, you got to stop it with the curse every 2 minutes. And they go, fine, but just know that the curse is here. And they run away. And it's like, that's all it took. All I had to do was ask. No, this is the curse. And you're like, okay, I gotta find a new job. I gotta get down to the TCBY. Oh.
Yeah, just pour it on my head. Slowly.
You like the worst? It's the worst haunting. You have a ghost in your house. It wakes you up every night scaring the fuck out of you. Like, you gotta stop waking me up in the middle of the night. And the ghost is like, okay, but just know this house is haunted. He just goes away. Just ask.
Now we're back. Yeah.
I need this help a little bit to clean myself.
Before I go away, you must answer these riddles 0.
And they just vanish.
You know, wiping just my ass. Because, I mean.
Whoa, here it is. This is what we've been waiting for. All right, Doom, you almost distracted me through the good part.
Back. Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not unreasonable. I think your purpose is for me. I don't know why I'm negotiating this. Like, it's a serious thing. I think what you want is for me to not. You don't want me to ever forget my mistake. You want me to know that it's coming, the curse. And I get that. I think we can reach some sort of compromise here. Like once every half hour. You know? Something like that. You know, how about this? Every time the Nightbot promotes overdose, you can hit me with the curse. Is that fair? Every time I remind people that, you know, give me money for the overdose, you remind me the curse. I think that's a good way to like coexist, and then we could.
I need this help a little bit to clean myself.
The curse is uncompromised. Okay, love is patient. Love is kind. The curse is uncompromising.
You know,
the curse does not rewind.
Wiping just my.
I blocked night block. Don't see it. Oh no! Oh no! We might have to put him out. We might have to put him outside, everybody. You know, I can't be cursed like this. I won't. And I shan't. And I don't.
Ass. Because, I mean.
He's hard wiping my ass. Don't make me miss it again, you fat fuck. I assume Doom's fat.
Back. Yeah.
He always gets mad during the fat segment. So I picture him, like, stuck in his back like a turtle trying to get to the power switch. Like, God, turn that off. God, fucking.
I need this help a little bit to clean myself. You know. Wiping just my ass because, I mean, I can't reach everything on my back and I can't.
I can't even imagine. I think I'd kill myself. I think I'd actually kill myself.
I reach everything below me. So, you know, it's whatever.
I can't reach everything below me? Oh, man. I don't even...
Today, we're going to give you institutional instructions on how to wipe your ass. The best way to wipe your ass, huh?
Institutional instructions?
Today, we're going to give you institutional instructions on how to wipe your ass. The best way to wipe your ass, huh? My favorite way to wipe my ass is, I don't believe...
My if you have a favorite way to wipe your ass, what rabbit hole have we gone down?
Toilet paper, so I do it either this way or this way. Personally, I like this way better. You do it. Throw it.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Leave toilet paper, so I do it either this way or this way.
Who asked for this video? Some stuff doesn't need to be shared. You know, teach your son, I guess. This guy listens to Slipknot. Yes, wipe long and prosper, I guess.
Personally, I like this way better. You do it. Throw it in the sink. Wash your hand. Very clean.
Oh, he doesn't use toilet paper. I can't. Hold on. I missed it when he said it. I don't like to use toilet paper. Throw it in the sink and then wash your hands. Hold on, you gotta hear him say it.
Today we're gonna give you institutional instructions on how to wipe your ass. The best way to wipe your ass, nah. My favorite way to wipe my ass is, I don't believe in toilet paper, so I do.
I don't believe in toilet paper.
Oh, hi, Mark.
He doesn't believe in toilet paper. You're right, let's hear him out.
Do it either this way or this way.
What are the two ways?
Wait, personally, I like this way better. You do it. Throw it in the sink. Wash.
So you're throwing shit in the sink?
Your hand, very clean. A lot of people.
Very clean. It's probably cleaner than toilet paper if you think about it. What? The three seashells. Oh my God. John Spartan, you have been fined 3 credits for violation of the verbal morality law.
We use toilet paper still. It's antiquated, updated. Use that, flush it under ink, it's clogged up, had to get a flush under. Boom. Like I said, the hand way, a lot of people backhand this way, slides off their hand this way. But I said,
a lot of people backhand wipe and it slides off their hand that way. But like I said, this way is the best.
This way is most effective. It gets all the cracks and crevices. Put it down there. Boom. And it's like, done. There, you're a kid's trick to not wipe your ass effectively. Don't believe him. Toilet paper.
He's sticking his tongue out at you. I don't believe in toilet paper. I don't believe in eating meals at your house. How about that? Mm-hmm. I don't believe I'm going to be coming around your house for a meal any time soon. There's some wild stuff. Oh, there's a new one.
Am I losing my mind?
Sam at every size.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. My name is Sam.
She has 325,000 views.
If you are a returning viewer, welcome back. I am so happy to have you here again with me this week and in the new year. I promise I am coming back relaxed, rested, renewed, refreshed, and ready to talk about more fat acceptance nonsense.
Right. Somebody said, once you try cold TP, you'll always use cold TP. Same as me. We moved a wine fridge into our bathroom, and now we just keep rolls of toilet paper in there. Oh, my God. It's like having menthol toilet paper. You take out a fresh, cold roll. Mwah.
So I hope you're down for all of the shenanigans that this year will hold for us. If you are new here, and this is the first time you are seeing my face, welcome. I make weekly videos dissecting internet nonsense, so...
Soak it in water first and then put it in your freezer, the whole roll?
If you're into that type of thing, or you like today's video, I hope that you'll consider liking and subscribing. It really helps out the channel, and...
Did you guys know liking and subscribing helps out the channel? So, you know?
Make sure that you never miss another upload from me. Is there, like, a fat acceptance bingo card going around that I was just unaware of? Because I was fully not prepared for Oprah to admit that she was taking a weight loss
drug. These girls shouldn't be able to make videos like this, by the way. You know, I call them iceberg shots. How big a girl are you? Let's see the rest. What's below the water?
Drug, which we talked about last week, if you haven't seen it. But I also was not prepared for airlines to announce that they were going to give fat people an entire row of seats for free. Something we'll talk about a little bit later.
They're going to have an entire row of seats on the airline just for fat people. Is it in cargo?
I was wholly unprepared for what we're about to talk about today. And that is an OG fat activist influencer announcing unironically that she cannot wipe her own booty. And doing so while tearing down another fat woman. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding.
Play it.
You don't need it. Nobody.
That is what set this whole thing off.
The real tea is that nobody likes a pick me. You don't need it. You don't need it in your life. The ableism. Fat phobia is tired, okay? There are so many ways to make jokes, to be funny, to...
I'm just one of these fat people who think fat people should be shamed and poked and prodded to be kept in check, you know? Fat people are disgusting, and they need to be told it nonstop, constantly. I agree. Everyone who constantly goes like, Melton, should you be... talking about fat people. So, no, people tell me I'm fat and I tell people they're fat. It's the circle of life. You ever see that movie Pay It Forward? It's about Tim Hortons.
To do so many interesting things online and being just a piece of shit, isn't it? It's 2024. Ableism isn't cute. Punching down isn't cute.
If more people punched down on you, maybe you wouldn't be in this mess. You gross bitch. You gross, gross bitch. It's ableist for me to be able to wipe.
Be ashamed for losing weight. Of course you shouldn't be ashamed for losing weight. You can do whatever the you want with your body. You should be ashamed because you're an ableist. Don't be ableist.
It's like she just learned that word. Ugh, God, I can't watch this one. I need to get right. I need to get back. What's that one we watched where she was like showing us like how she duct tapes paper onto the stick to get it to. Oh my God.
I could go to the car wash.
Holy shit.
Hello, friends of my wife.
Channel's called A Quarter Ton of Fun. That's 500 pounds for those people outside the...
And welcome back to A Quarter Ton of Fun. It's your buddy, Ryan. And today, we're going to talk about sort of a sensitive topic. How do people, as fat as I am, wipe their butts?
You can't even say it without giggling. How do people, as fat as I am, wipe their butt? How do we wipe our butt?
How long do you think it would take to fill one of those washing troughs with toilet water asking for a friend?
Jesus Christ. He has to boil it on his little hot plate.
Well, we just take some toilet paper and we wipe it. Flush it, and we're done. Okay, so next week we're going to talk... I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding. That's how normals wipe. Let's talk about us obesioids.
That's not all there is to it, obviously. We're going to go on a deep dive on this.
Isn't a ton 2,000 pounds? You're making me second guess myself. I thought a ton is 2,000 pounds. Okay. I'm rarely wrong. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
That's you.
At least two knuckles deep.
Oh, God. Hold on. What? You've distracted me from a very important measuring technique.
We're going to go on a deep dive on this. At least two knuckles deep.
Ooh. With those nails, you ain't wiping me.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Why would you, if you had to wipe with a stick or invent some sort of MacGyver-like coat hanger, you know, situation, like, why are you telling people this? You want to make a video?
For me, maybe not so much for you. But the truth is, a lot of people are curious about this. Do a Google search for how do fat people wipe their butts, and you'll find tons of articles, blog posts, message board posts.
They sit on a sprinkler.
Where people are wondering about it. So why not clear up the stigma and let's just talk about it?
Yeah, let's just talk about it. And look, if you notice back here on the wall, he's got a poster for the Smithsonian that shows like bones from a T-Rex or a Velociraptor or something. I don't know. But, you know, so clearly he's into excavating and he wants to teach us how he digs for poo in his own ass and pulls out some of those fucking food fossils.
Together, like a family. A family who all wipes
their... Look, a corn! An ancient corn!
Butts. Because everybody poops and everybody wipes their butt. Or they try to. Today, I'm going to share with you my personal experiences, some experiences from my family.
I remember this one time, my hand got stuck in there. We had to call the fire department.
Because wiping your butt shouldn't be embarrassing. We shouldn't be afraid to talk about it. Let's wipe that away. And have some fun. Now, I will warn you, I'm not going to get super graphic here, but I'm going to talk about butt wiping. And I know maybe there's some people who are not on board with that, don't want to hear about it, don't want to.
I mean, I searched for it. I'm here for it. Let's hear about it.
Trying to understand it, aren't curious, and that's fine. Tune in next week. I'm going to be doing some more 5K training.
How do fat people eat?
Talking about my love of walking. That might be more your flavor.
Because if you're big enough, honestly, your hands can't reach your mouth or your asshole. Pretty much both ends of the tube are unobtainable to your tiny little ham hands.
Those of you who are sticking around, you're getting quite the treat because I'm sharing information with you that I haven't shared with anyone. Even my own wife is not privy to some of the details I'm going to share here today. She will be.
Oh, by the way, here come the memberships. Big Chirp joining up. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Fearless member for 20 months. Wow. Aaron's Gmail, now available only in NLO Sex Cult Discord. I mean, people are so dumb. They're so dumb. And then somebody last night was like, it's not smart to admit the crimes that you didn't commit either. It's like, okay. Like, I don't know what... Okay, I guess I'll get arrested then. Is the charge the same for imaginary murder as regular murder? I guess we'll figure it out. Lev Kramer, member for 43 months. Oh, no, another fat? I mean, there's no shortage of them here in the United States. By the way, today's executive producer is Zool McCool. Thank you for your service, sir. Supporting this program along with all the other people. I didn't see, was the banner updated? Rover was the only one we added yesterday, so I hope Rover appeared on the banner today. And if not, you know, we don't really owe him anything. He's everybody. Nobody talked to Rover.
And all of you will be. Maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this will come back to bite me in the butt. Who cares? Let's go with it. So wiping had never...
If you had something that could bite you in the butt, you could probably train it to just lick you clean.
been an issue for me up until I was about 36.
By the way, where's that service dog? Oh, there's Zool McCool. He's in the chat. Hey, Zool, thank you very much. Congrats on being today's big winner. We're sorry about the content topic. We were thinking about shit, and we wanted to link your name with it in perpetuity.
6 3/4 years old. Just a matter of months before I started my weight loss journey. And no, again, it was not the thing that made me start. It should have been, because not being able to completely wipe your own butt is gross.
When I was in Fat Scouts, I got my Fat Eagle badge and wiping stick making.
When I, hold on. I knew that was a Mikey joint too, just by hearing it.
When I was in Fat Scouts, I got my Fat Eagle badge and wiping stick making.
He only likes Donkey Lips.
This was our final exam in Fat Clash. When I was in Fat Scouts, I got my Fat Eagle badge and wiping stick making.
Fat Eagle badge. Oh, God. Lev Kramer, PPP is not Canadian. We don't have fats here. That's not true. And apparently, I guess he used to be a minister. This is 100% clear. He was a failed preacher. His dad was a preacher. And he tried to preach at a church and failed. And now he shows his asshole on the internet and strikes channels that show it. And again, nobodylikesonions.com/ppp.jpg. Whatever you do, do not go there. nobodylikesonions.com/ppp.jpg. It's a bad, bad place. Don't do it.
Sing. Unhygienic, terrible. It should have been enough to push me into it, but it wasn't. What it was, we'll get to in a future episode. I've said that a lot. Maybe we should get to that episode soon, huh? But anyhow, up until that point, even though I had been fat, I was able to reach everything fine. I have pretty long arms and while my butt is big, it's not really like a badonkadonk. It's more of like a flat, wide man butt. You know what I'm saying? So I was always able to reach and to wipe and to get everything nice and clean.
And then one day.
But in those few months before I started my weight loss journey, I was having more and more trouble.
So like just one day you wake up and you can't reach your asshole? Or you just start doing a worse and worse job because you can't quite get it right. You know how, remember how Matt would like scratch his back by like pulling the, push it. It's like, oh, so you like, you're doing that, but with your, maybe even start going between the legs to like save gas on the journey around the globe, so to speak. I don't know, man. And then one day you just like, you realize you're just basically sitting in your own shit and you're like, I guess I didn't get it all. I guess it's not working out for me.
How do I put this?
I was sloshing and galoshing.
Could get inside the Batcave.
I could get in. Okay. Yep. I'm going to need this broken down.
How do I put this? I could get inside the Batcave, but I couldn't find Alfred. I could launch the probe into space, but I couldn't find that black hole.
He couldn't find his asshole.
Good.
He couldn't find his asshole.
I don't like the look of it.
Imagine him just forging around back there trying to find it. Getting panicky because he's running out of breath like a diver.
You thought I was going to make a Uranus joke there, didn't you? That's first thought, guys. Come on. I'm a little better than that. Besides, we're not talking about Uranus. We're talking about mine. I could go to the car wash, but I couldn't get the custom detailing done. I think you...
Just follow the hair.
You guys are getting the point. I could wipe my butt, and I could get most of it out of there, but I really couldn't reach...
See, now I'm even more worried. Sorry to break character. You know, now I'm even more worried about Doom because he goes, I think it's been a while, the curse. So now I picture him like, now I picture him even more autistic because he's like, he's got like an egg timer on his t- he's opened up, he's set up an alarm on his phone. God damn it. So now I think you're even crazier because you've like set up. Just go back to doing it every 3 minutes, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Take your chances, upset me enough, and we'll ban you. We'll ban you. You think I'm scared of you? I'm way more autistic than Citizen M. You're not, because Citizen M takes the time to edit good videos. He's just lazily clip shit, you fucking hack. See, now it's getting personal. Now it's getting really, really mean.
Source of origin anymore. And that was a problem, because...
He couldn't find the source of origin anymore.
Hello!
I like to have good hygiene. I have always tried to practice good hygiene. I try to shower regularly... I try to keep myself clean and free of stank because I don't want to be the stereotypical fat guy. And that started for me in high school of being really conscientious about my hygiene and wanting to stay super clean and not...
Why don't you just put a cork in it?
Feed into that stereotype that a lot of people probably thought of me anyway. So what did I do? Well, I'm a stander wiper. I know there are sit-downs and standers.
I'm a stander wiper.
You're going to like the way you look.
And they are at war with each other. And it's a horrible war. But I picked my side long.
He sits to pee. He stands to wipe.
I don't know how you sit down people do it.
I mean, when you're sitting down, your ass cheeks are spread apart. When you stand up, they literally go back together and then like Rorschach test your asshole and shit. If you spread it apart, what does this look like? A butterfly. So literally when you stand up, your cheeks go back together and you just oatmeal pie your shit. How do the sit-down people do it? We don't smear our entire ass cheeks with shit, I guess. I don't know. Do you sit in the sink and then just turn on the hot? What the fuck?
I can't go between my legs because there's things in the way.
Skin tags.
Can't go around because I can't reach. God, I've always been a stander-upper.
Always?
So
since I learned to walk, I never sat again.
Getting to the point where I was like almost throwing my arm out, trying to reach back and get everything clean.
I'm allowed to sit down. I'm allowed to stand up to wipe the poop right out of my butt.
And it just wasn't working. So what I started to do those last few months before I started to lose weight was...
I don't want to know.
I would either plan my bowel movements for a time when I could immediately take a shower after.
I mean, I like to do that anyway. I usually shit before I shower. I mean, I think that's... A lot of people do that.
Get everything clean with our detachable shower head.
Oh, God, that poor shower head. Did it have a snorkel? Hold on, is he saying he masturbates with a shower head?
And get everything clean with our detachable shower head.
One more time.
Shower hat.
Good. Good.
Yep. Okay. Or, and this is the part I have never admitted to anyone, I would wipe as best as I could. I would take some toilet paper, lay on my bed.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Honey. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
To anyone, I would wipe as best as I could. I would take some toilet paper, lay on my bed, kind of spread out because then I could reach better, get everything clean, put the toilet paper into a bag, and then take it and throw it away.
How is it not just all over your bed? There's just shit all over your bed? No, no, no. Silence Duguid says this guy must be a Butthole Surfers fan. Whoa. And then I would take all my sheets and burn them.
I can't believe I'm telling the world this, but it's true.
And I had to get an incinerator because there were so many bags of gross poop paper.
And it's what I was doing.
Imagine you got to throw something away in his kitchen and there's just gallon Ziploc bags full of shit paper. Obvious shit paper. And you're like, what is this, recycling?
And it was gross. And the easier solution, as every—
this is what's in our landfills. Fat people's embarrassing shit techniques. Sticks, bags, sheets. You know, we got to kill these people. They're taking up way too many resources just to clean themselves. And by the way, they didn't eat so much, they wouldn't shit so much. You know, it's a vicious cycle.
Why doesn't everyone just get naked to take a dump? This wiping method is remarkable.
It's a good point, Mary Beth Johnson. Thank you. I appreciate that insight. You know, good point. Why are these? Maybe he does. You know, if he's admitting he sprawls out on his bed and then just goes to town with a fistful of paper all over his body. I mean, I don't even know what to say. How are you not getting shit all in your bed?
Normal person, I'm sure, is thinking is, why didn't you just start losing damn weight then? And I should have. But I didn't. My addiction was so strong, I would rather deal with that than put down the food. And
I don't even know what to say.
Things were getting worse and worse, and it was getting harder and harder. And almost—
I started having to pay neighborhood boys to come over and help.
Almost immediately after I started my diet, within about a week, I was able to clean myself fully again and without any—
and then I celebrated by ordering ice cream.
Tricks or breaking my arm or needing a shower. And I was very happy about that. That was a very good thing.
Hey guys, welcome to Chili's. We celebrating anything tonight? Yes, I can finally wipe again. We'll take one of every appetizer.
And I'm proud to say, as I sit here today, as God made me, as cheeseburgers help make me, I am able to wipe again.
As God is my witness.
My bunghole is so clean, you could eat off. No. No. No.
Yeah, what about your bed? Fuck, I bet your bed, there's a weird smell in here. I wonder what that is. Oh, yeah, my shit comforter.
No. But I am very clean. I'm kind of anal about it.
This guy's name is a quarter ton of fun.
A lot of good puns for this stuff. I'm sorry. There just are. But my experience with wiping isn't all I want to talk about today. I actually want to talk to you guys a little bit about my experiences with my dad. So in the last few years of his life—
okay. Unless it's about how he wiped, I'm not really interested. Where's that woman who talked about having to— oh my God. I need that woman with the stick. It's the only thing I think about. She like showed it. She was like, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. You take a back scratcher and you wipe toilet paper around it and you just jam it in your hole and jiggle it about vigorously. God damn it. We'll never find her again. Fat people wiping. This is my search history that I do for you people. Fat people wiping. Hold on. Here's the same guy talking about it again.
Ah, another successful deuce dropped. This deuce was so big, it should have been called a thrice. I am so funny. So funny. Well, anyway, time to wipe.
I thought you were a stander your whole life, you said.
I can't reach. Oh no, I can't get to my bung. What am I gonna do? Hello, 911? I'm on the toilet and I can't reach my bung hole. Yeah, that's right, my bung. Okay,
what you don't consider this
an emergency? Well, with all due respect, ma'am, you've obviously never been in this situation. I'm panicking.
Okay, this one's weird. Why would he make that so dishonest, you know, because he said that he's always, since he learned to stand, he's always been a stand wiper. We'll never find this wiping stick lady again. And it's sad. It's sad. I'm going to let it go because I just know we'll never find it. And it upsets me. There's plenty of videos about that actual wiping wand for fat people, but I'm not really looking for like an infomercial on.
Hi, I'm Bob Trump, physical therapist.
Brad Hanny, physical therapist.
And together we are the most famous physical therapists on the internet.
In our opinion, of course.
You're a little more famous than I am, Brad. But today, Brad, we're going to talk about a product that, this is probably a subject that a lot of people don't want to talk about.
It's, yeah.
You know, when they have difficulty wiping themselves. And I used to work in a hospital. I think you did too, didn't you, or not?
Briefly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I worked in the hospital, I can't tell you how many patients always would say to me, you know, I guess modesty just kind of goes out the window when you're in the hospital. And the right. Same with this. This is a topic that needs to be discussed. It's a problem that a lot of people have. And, in fact, we'll mention some of the instances of where you're going to have it.
Sure.
If you're probably grossly obese, mm-hmm. you might have trouble reaching down there.
Grossly obese. You're going to have trouble reaching down there.
Brad?
You know what they never talk about? If you have trouble wiping, you probably have trouble masturbating. You know, so how come they don't have some other kind of stick that like tugs your pud? You know, nobody ever goes like, I was fishing around that down there, but I couldn't find the, let me put it this way. You could get into the can, but I couldn't find the worm. You know what I mean? they never talk about that. So you need some sort of little, pud pole for yourself.
So you can wipe, but can you use the big boy bowl?
I can. I've been using toilet since I was 4. James Bomber, thank you for the $20. Patrick, please ask the girls in the chat to stop talking about farts and wiping. They're ruining my fantasy world. Who's real ladies don't talk about that kind of stuff, I'll have you know. That's a fact. Ladies and gentlemen, just as a palate cleanser, I know we love him here on this program. One of the most famous Thanksgiving videos of all time. I love to watch this one. It's classic. Here we go. Just as a palate cleanser. Oh, Lord.
Sorry, since you fucked up the macaroni and cheese, you're cleaning up all this shit by yourself. Junior, Dejana, nor me are going to help you clean up. We told you don't put that shit in the macaroni and cheese, but you insist on putting it. So since you want to do things your damn way, we're going to do shit our way. We get ready to go upstairs and go to sleep while you clean up all this shit for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. We love you. But guess what? This shit ain't fair that we couldn't even get a decent thing of macaroni and cheese. We got to wait to go back to Goose for Auntie Karen to make us some damn macaroni and damn cheese. Because you decided to do some bullshit you didn't see off the damn internet. Don't experiment on damn Thanksgiving. Don't experiment on Thanksgiving. Mom, you experiment by your damn self.
I've cooked with cream cheese before.
Hell, don't try it with us. We don't want that shit. Auntie Karen gave you the damn recipe. But you chose to do shit on your own. Messed our shit up. Now get your...
Very true. Don't experiment on Thanksgiving. Don't experiment on Thanksgiving. Timu Wanda Sykes.
Oh, come on. Come on. Yes, there it is. God, do you see this? I'm wiping my ass, God. I feel you in my asshole, God. We're doing it. We're really doing it.
Speaking of Royce Miller, he's been on a tear for Thanksgiving. I mean, this guy has been putting out video after video after video in the past couple days. He has tried Cracker Barrel's country fried turkey dinner, Firehouse Subs Thanksgiving turkey sub, escargot, Faygo. It's almost like there's a theme going on. I don't know why he thinks he has to eat every Thanksgiving anything from every restaurant during the Thanksgiving season, but I am thankful for it. Lev Kramer, I stand and crouch, bend to wipe. Best of both worlds. Yeah, but you have to stand first. You're sandwich, you're ice cream sandwiching your shit together. You just don't know it. You know that first bite of an ice cream sandwich when it all comes squeezing out the side? That's shit coming out of your cheeks. And your twins are going to have to grow up knowing that, too. That's a fact. That's a fact. Royce tries Cracker Barrel country fried turkey dinner. Imagine bringing Cracker Barrel home.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This video is brought to you by our favorite channel members. Today's featured channel member is Mr. Wizard. Thank you, Mr. Wizard, with your weird doge face.
The profile on Royce really is just mwah.
And what do we have for this lovely Thanksgiving day? Why, it is, of course.
You know, guys like this, I don't know where he lives, but they usually live in like a small town in Wisconsin or something like that. And you know there's like six guys who drive for Uber Eats and they know him. They're just like, Royce again? Royce again? And he's like, no, it's for my YouTube channel. I do food reviews. I don't want to eat this much, believe me.
Cracker.
You know it's good, too, when it has all those little beads of sweat on top of the lid, so everything's just been steaming. Oh, not only is it all just going to be warm, it's all going to be gross and wet. Mm-hmm. Did you get fries? Oh! You're going to love the way they fall apart on your tongue.
Cracker Barrel. We are trying their country fried turkey.
He's showing us through the blurry glass. Melton thinks it's glass.
With a side of cranberry sauce, mashed taters and gravy, and turnip greens.
He's going to make us watch him eat all this. And he's going to inhale it, too. If you've never really gotten to watch Royce eat, oh, boy.
I wanted to try. I also got their
I'd new- like to see him scoop those mashed potatoes into his mouth, either using the back of his hand so they slide off or the front of his hand so he can just shake it off into his mouth.
Sugar plum iced tea.
It's like PPP. These guys are just like trying to die. I know everyone thinks I'm obese and I'm going to die any minute. No. But seriously though, these guys are, I'm not ordering every Thanksgiving meal in town and pretending like I have to eat it for my YouTube. Oh, guys, sorry. I don't want to eat Egg McMuffins. They're making me. And by the way, you know, I've never gone on a McMuffin bender like that since. It taught me valuable lessons about what I'm able to handle.
Sounds gross.
I need to hear all those sounds again.
That sounds gross.
I want that to be my new ringtone.
That sounds gross.
Somebody needs a wiping stick.
Let's give the tea a try first, because I guess Christmas supersedes Thanksgiving now.
Yeah.
Mm. That actually does taste very nice. Mm. Anyway, let's get into our food.
My dog is...
So, I went with the turnip greens because I was like, every Thanksgiving plate usually has some vegetable on it. And I don't like broccoli, don't like green beans. Not a huge fan of carrots.
Who doesn't like broccoli, green beans, and carrots and likes turnip greens? Like broccoli, green beans, and carrots are the more palatable vegetables when compared to, like, green. Greens are usually more bitter and undesired, you know, by the more lighter, fair-skinned people.
So I went with the only thing that looked...
For instance, that woman who was screaming about macaroni and cheese would probably love greens.
Remotely edible to me, that was technically a vegetable. And I've never had them before. Let's see how they taste.
I mean, those are three of the best vegetables in my life. Green beans, broccoli, and carrots? Come on. Come on.
Not bad. Very salty. But, like, that's good because you want, you know, you want some salt on your veggies.
I do.
I think there's chunks of ham in it.
Blood type is sodium.
Okay, so it is like collard greens. Now let's get a bite of potato here. I don't really eat the mashed potatoes from there too often because usually I'm getting them. Usually I'm getting breakfast from there.
He orders to go from Cracker Barrel all the time.
Let's see how it compares to other, like, sit-down eatery potatoes.
Yeah, I mean, potatoes aren't really a vegetable. I don't count potatoes as a vegetable. I mean, come on. I agree. If potatoes are vegetables, then it's one of the best vegetables. But let's be nice.
The sawmill gravy, delicious as always.
Sawmill gravy. Just like Grandpa used to take. I can't take the smacking. Brussels sprouts, too, if you know how to make them. You know, I grew up with Brussels sprouts, you know, and nobody ever made them right. They were disgusting. But, like, now, bro, I love Brussels sprouts. You just got to learn how to make them. And, again, if you don't have, like, an air fryer for all this stuff, you're missing out. It'll change your life. You know what somebody told me today? Put some peanut butter on top of your pumpkin pie. And I don't have any pumpkin pie, but if somebody has pumpkin pie, they could try that right now and let me know if that's good. My brain can't even really compute that. What that would taste like. It could be amazing or it could, you know, it might be a trick. You know, it's like when people tell you to put salt on watermelon and you're like, okay. And then you do it and you're like, holy shit. Holy shit, where has this been my whole life?
That potatoes are
or like if some, or like when people tell you put like arsenic on eggplant and you're like, okay, I'm pretty sure that'll kill me, and then you do it and you're like, you know, your taste buds come alive. Don't do that.
Which I like. It Now let's try some of this fried turkey feed, babe.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Let me hear the pig Latin again.
Now let's try some of this fried turkey feed, babe.
Fried turkey.
Now let's try some of this fried turkey feed, babe.
I can't even tell what he's saying.
Hold on.
Fried turkey feed day? Do you think, like, out of camera view, like, there's just piled up empty containers all over the floor? They should make some sort of like shotgun wiping stick for these people. They like just take cartridges and you can like wipe with it and then you can like, and it just ejects the cartridge, the shit covered shell. And then you put a new one on and wipe and you're like, and you just keep, now hit the like button.
Let's see. So it is white meat. It's supposed to be country fried with an herb gravy.
Two kinds of gravy, huh? Somebody's doing well.
Very good. Kind of salty, but very good. It's a lighter fry. Reminds me more of a fish, of a pan-fried fish.
The turkey and herb gravy reminds him of a pan-fried fish. Huh?
Wait. Let's try some of this cranberry compote.
You don't ever want to let anyone hear you say that out loud. All right, let's try some of this cranberry compote.
Gay!
Or no, they called it cranberry relish. Cranberry sauce. Weird that they didn't call it cranberry sauce. Anyway, now let's assemble a bite.
Let's assemble a bite. He talks about stacking food on his fork like a like some sort of builder getting a permit to erect a sky tower. For every fat person on every channel they eat, they I taste the turkey and the cranberry. And you get some of that gravy and the potatoes. You just sang the words that are in the. We don't need you. We don't need you. This is worthless. This is an excuse. What's wild is like he could just do this in private, you know, eat himself into oblivion and die. But somehow he, like, goes live and that makes it better or okay or, you know, it's like an excuse. Like, I'm hanging out with my friend.
They do go together. That is very good.
And you got to remember, after this, he burns a lot of calories editing. Like, why do we have to watch this? Why isn't this cut?
Honestly, I'm actually very impressed with how well this meal turned out.
We're all impressed, too. Someone else who was very impressed with how his meal turned out, Bink Bonk, was Steel Toe. And again, just to continue his complete identity crisis with what his show is and what he has become. You know, we all know how hard it is to edit a Twitter bio. This has been wrong for 2.5 years, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. There's no Thursday night show, and it hasn't been in years, but who can be bothered to change something when there's graphics involved and work? Why put anything into your show? You know? Whoa! Look at this edit of a shirt. This is what they... So hold on. Just so you know, this was like a picture of a fan posted that he was at an airport with an NLO shirt on yesterday. So the haters, the delusional haters, who again want it to be true that I do something to their children. I don't even know what their fantasy is. They've edited the shirt now to say NAMBLA. Now, again, they had to edit it to say that. We, of course, don't sell NAMBLA shirts. National, what is it? North American Man Boy Love Association. You remember when they were tricking Ray with this? So they'll Photoshop the shirt and then put it out and be like, look, he's in the kit. Like this, I mean, and then Aaron, because he needs it, he needs this to be true. Aaron retweets it. I hadn't even seen this before I came here today. That's how wild it is. They want it to be true so bad. They want it to be true so bad. Silence Duguid said, that's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. You've got to go. Either you're joking or you have to leave. And we'll wait. Like, I'm not even kidding. If you think that's pretty good, you have to go now. It's been really, really nice having you here. It has. We've gotten along. We've had a lot of good laughs. You have to leave my show now. We're not compatible with our senses of humor. If you, and no hard feelings, I'm not, you've got to go. You've got to go. This isn't the program for you. You do have to go. I'm sorry. I can't allow anyone to be in my chat who thinks that's a really good one. Again, this is a man who wants it to be true that I want to do things to his little girl. It's sick. It's sick. And then they edit a shirt, an NLO shirt, to say a pedophilic organization or whatever. And then they all spread it around. They had to edit it to say it. They need it so bad. So if you think, I'm not, and again, no hard feelings, but you've got to go. So we'll understand when we never see you again. Silence Duguid, I'm sorry, but it's very, very sad. It's sad is what it is. It's beyond sad. It's sick. I'm literally, these guys are so into pedophiles and stuff. It makes me queasy. Like, again, I love a good joke about anything. These guys can't let it go. It actually is like a weird obsession, and they keep fabricating evidence and misconstruing statements and editing videos weirdly to make it so they want more pedophiles to exist. It actually makes me uncomfortable. Like, it actually makes me a little bit fucking queasy. It's very weird. It's very fucking weird. Here we go. He made a lasagna and he tweeted, "Happy Thanksgiving. The lasagna turned out incredible last night. So good that SP took the rest of the pan home, leaving me leftoverless. The kids want to leave for their grandparents early today, not to help grandma get ready, but their words, watch her so she does it right." And then no end. It looks like this tweet just got cut off. And Hughesy says, "Photos or didn't happen." And then Aaron posts this. Now, we could be here for hours. We could be here for hours. This is everything you need to know about Aaron M. Holt's kitchen. Oh, God. I don't know where to start. First of all, much like Silence Duguid, we're going to have to say goodbye to a lot of people tonight. And those people are anyone who thinks this looks great. I saw a lot of quotes. This looks great. And this looks so good. What we're looking at, what you're basing that opinion on, you simpletons, is burnt cheese. We're all just looking at caramelized cheese, melted caramelized cheese, and then your take on that is, that lasagna looks so good. Okay, I'm not even gonna, the people saying it's burnt, I actually kind of like my lasagna a little on the, you know, the noodles around the edge a little crispy. I actually kind of like that. But regardless, you're not looking at lasagna, you fucking simpletons. You're looking at a layer of cheese that's melted and caramelized. What looks good? Literally, this could be a sheet cake with cheese on top. You have no idea if it looks good or not. You have no fucking clue. You're looking at melted cheese. This could be cheese toast. And then your take is, this looks so good. Okay, you're dumb. You're dumb. Second of all, what we're looking at here just lets me know that Aaron doesn't know how to cook and Aaron doesn't cook. First of all, we've got an electric burner, stovetop that is not taken care of. I mean, not only am I forced to sit here and stare at multiple different attempts to clean this surface with wipes in almost every single direction, the lack of care to this cooking surface is insane. And as if that permanent damage and lackluster attention to cleanliness is not enough. I mean, that's a dent. There's actual crumbs and garbage just littering the thing. There's actual just crust and crumbs and dust and dumbs everywhere. I mean, it's disgusting. Posting a picture of this should be very, very embarrassing. We heard April say that she took her grandmother's butter dish when she left. So now Aaron keeps butter under a bowl and a plate. Again, I this is a Midwestern thing, I think. I like my butter, British people do this. I like my butter in the fridge. Just keep it in the fridge. There's nothing wrong with this necessarily, but, you know, come on. I mean, this is one of these guys, like if four people came over to dinner, he wouldn't have four plates that matched. You know, every, you open up his cabinet, everything in there looks like this. It's like just, he's got seven bowls with nine different floral patterns. Just a basic fucking bitch, just a basic bitch. And then people have started pointing out the insane quality. I mean, does this guy even have a marble guy? These are the slabs they give out to builders that have like blemishes and unsightly marks. I mean, like imagine that being your granite countertop. Looks like it literally looks like PPP sat on the counter and skid marked it to shit. These are very cheap discounted slabs. Nobody desires brown and orange marble. And then you see here, what is this? You know, I gotta say, we know about Aaron Imholt. I'm gonna make a very weird prediction / statement here. We know Aaron Imholt doesn't like coffee, right? He hates it. It makes his tummy upset. Yeah, it's a good point Fearless makes. His countertops look the same as his cheese. If you zoom in enough on this and color correct, you can't tell whether this is Aaron's countertop or cheese. We might play that game. Countertop or cheese? I think this is one of those K-cup makers. Because what I see is a tank in the back for water. You see that? And then the appliance here. Anybody want to confirm that for me? Which means if he's got a K-cup coffee machine now, it means that Slampy's just spending the night there so much she's brought her coffee maker over. Or she's gotten another one to keep at Aaron's house. But whatever this appliance is, it definitely has a water reservoir here in the back. Oh, hold on. People are saying it's a shadow. Is that true? It could be a shadow. Well, it could be a shadow. You sure this isn't like tinted plastic that we're seeing through? Ooh. Hold on. It might be a shadow, though. You're right. That's keen. Yeah, I don't see any. Yeah, that's a good point because I don't see any distortion on the marble pattern. So I think you're right. I think it's a shadow. I was mistaken. So what could this little weird appliance be? Could be anything. We may never know. Yeah, I'm going to go with shadow too. I think that's official. I think that's official. My other problem here is just in general with how this is being cooked. You know, I'm going to be honest. If you're cooking lasagna in an aluminum pan in 2024, you are fucking poor. You're fucking poor. We're going to need you to get some glass. We're going to need you to invest in some Pyrex. Okay? We're not eating off of aluminum nonstick stuff anymore. I mean, catch up. This is toxic. This is actually bad for you. You know, I'm not saying don't have an aluminum cookie sheet. I'm saying putting parchment paper down over it. I'm saying don't make a lasagna in a non-glass pan. Number one, do you give a fuck? Do you give a fuck? Wouldn't you like to be able to see it cooking? Number two, glass is going to cook far more evenly than a metal pan. Take this down to Matt and have him shred it. This is a poor person pan. This is a poor person pan. And again, you just shouldn't be eating off aluminum or nonstick stuff. Like, it's toxic. It's a heavy metal. The science is in on this. So again, I don't want to sound like some sort of new age mom, but like, people know this, right? Stop eating off plastic and nonstick stuff. It's poisoning you. Jesus Christ. I mean, it depresses me. So it's just sad how he treats his family cooking lasagna like this. It's really upsetting. It's a Gore-Tex pan. Seems kind of shallow. You're a snob, Melty. Am I a snob or am I also right? Aluminum is toxic for you to cook in. Don't cook in it. You know that, right? You know, nonstick surfaces are also bad for you, right? I'm not like, I understand you can go down and buy a nonstick pan for $10. You know that's poison, right? Teflon? You know that, right? Am I a snob or do I not want to eat chips of poison? You fucking weirdos. I mean, again, I understand that every poor person in the world eats out of plastic and paper plates and metal. Metal. Jesus Christ. I all I have is now is stainless steel and Le Creuset. You know? Enameled cast iron. That's all I cook with. But I'm a snob. Silence too good. I have defended you nonstop about them saying that shit. It's so emotional and pathetic to take it to that level of calling someone that. I was quoting Cartman mocking them. South Park did it. He fell for it. We got another $10 out of him, everybody. Silence, do good. Nobody actually cares. Do you think everyone has to have my opinion or you can't be in my chat? You're allowed to think it's a very funny shirt. We might start selling them. That might actually break him. If we start selling an NLO logo shirt that says NAMLA, they might actually fucking kill themselves. He admitted! We got another 10. We got another 10 from Silent Stuga. That's all I needed. Made my fucking life. Is Kino Casino still on? Are these fat fucks still bouncing around in turkey costumes? Yes, they are. Holy shit. Holy shit. Let me know when they're done. Because we got to be able to rewind their show. Don't you hate these shows where they don't allow people to rewind? It's like, get a fucking job, Jerv. All right, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Hit the like button. Let's get it up to 300. You're all upsetting me and stuff, let's say. Allie and Tony do improv. Imagine if this is a real channel with like a couple that does improv. Happy Thanksgiving, Melton in chat. Hopefully everyone had a great day. My day was amazing with the Lions win. Now my day is complete with NLO. Thank you very much. Allie and Tony, is it?
Our little smoker, Mr. French, is worried about toxins.
Holy shit, is this really him? Rich. Is this, he's back. Goldfolds, is that really you? Is that really you? I love these. Imagine if you could make your brain that stupid as like Goldfolds and these guys. Imagine if you could make your brain so dumb to say the words out loud. Melton, you're fat. Should you be making fun of fat people? That's pretty rich. It's like a fat guy can make fun of fat guys. Chicken can eat chicken. Pigs can eat pigs. Like, what's wrong with everybody? It's impossible that there's a fat person and you're fat, Melton. You're not supposed to talk about you. I'm not even kidding. I don't know what fucking synapses I'd have to unconnect in my brain to get it that stupid. And I understand that's like a fucking like actual real insult to a person. I'm not kidding. I wish I could think as dumb and simple as you. It'd be a real gift. It'd be a real gift to be able to get inside of someone's head and be able to reconfigure your brain to likewise think on that similar of a level. Like, Melton's fat and making fun of fat. That's rich. It's a gift. It's a gift. And you should thank God every day that you like that. You're more talented than me because you can contort your brain to think in a way that I could never, ever, ever, ever do. Like I could never be like, you're gay and you're calling him gay. Are you allowed to do that? Like, imagine. Imagine you could get your brain to think like that. You guys know this feller? Now he's clearly gotten a hold of some hair dye. The beard is back to full black. The hair is back to full black. And the lighting is back to full back. Here we go.
Oh, what's up, everybody? This is probably a stupid video.
Whoa. Hold on. What else is playing? What else do we have playing? Oh, Royce is still snacking away. Ugh. All right. Bauer's got a real problem we need to solve. He can't get any meat. He can't get any meat. Yeah, he dyes it all. Eyebrows, hair. And beard. Remember, he's 51 or something now? Isn't he? How old's Bauer?
I'm not going to say much.
Hold on. We got him again.
I know you bait me. I'll take that bait. Fatty, you are a smoker. Worry about tar and nicotine, not Teflon. Genius.
Maybe you should get an NLO shirt and edit it to say, Melton, you're a smoker. And then maybe it'll be true. I don't know. I guess. Yeah, I guess I chain smoke. I never really thought about it.
Grateful I am to be alive. And yo.
I like that.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? This is
Yo, MTV Raps. He's in the 90s.
Probably a stupid video to some people. I'm not going to say much, but I'm just going to tell everybody how grateful I am to be alive and to have all of you guys.
By the way, I missed the whole point of that Aaron Imholt lasagna thing is like, what is his show? What is his show? One minute, like, his Twitter is, like, all about show stuff. The next minute, he'll post his kids. The next minute, he'll be like, I've always said posting your kids on your social media is a big mistake. The next minute, he's giving us updates about his girlfriend took home all their leftover lasagna, and now him don't got no snacks. Is this an update for Steel Toe fans? Guys, the lasagna came out great last night, and Slam Piece took it all home, the whole pan. So now I'm leftoverless. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I followed Steel Toe Morning Show, not updates from a fat-titted loser in Minnesota about his girlfriend stealing his leftovers. What are we... What is this... Imagine if I tweeted you that my girl was late for her nail appointment or somebody ate the last cookie and I better... What the fuck are you talking about? He has a real problem. You know, the guy who talks about leaving his show behind when he goes to real life has a real problem delineating where it stops and where it starts. You know... Every time you like look at this guy, he's like telling you all the personal information in the world on the show. He's proving time and time again that while he's out in the real world, he's thinking about the show. No other show updated everybody last night on who took home the leftovers. Don't worry, the lasagna I made in an aluminum pan came out great. We were worried. If you want to show off your lasagna, you have to show off a slice of the lasagna, okay? Again, showing off a layer of crispy cheese is like any loser can do that. I was telling Moody this earlier. People just keep doing it. Like, it does look good. It does look good. You're not even seeing it. You're seeing melted cheese. Lasagna is crockpot Italian. You can't fuck it up. You throw noodles, sauce, and cheese into a fucking thing and melt it together and it just soaks up all the stuff. How could you fuck it up? Stop being impressed by lasagna. You know everything in there is canned. You know everything in there is fucking canned. You know it's canned sauce. You know they're like fucking wake and bake noodles or whatever the fuck. You know it's like all shit. Fuck, it's not like he made fresh pasta and he worked all day on a sauce. Like, no, this is ragu. No, it looks really good. You're poor or basic? I don't know which one, but get in line behind Silence Do Good. JK.
You know, during my depressions and my emo times, which there are a lot of them lately.
That eye roll was also very strange. He went into a trance.
You know, during my depressions and my emo times, which there are a lot.
Whoa. They're like, his eyes are fully rolled into the back of his head. That's fucking bananas. That's fucking banana butt.
You can call me.
Okay.
A lot of them lately. I just wanted to say thank you guys. So that's my Thanksgiving. That's my message. And yeah, I just want to say thank you guys. A lot of people have concerns because I post, you know, like my fears, my anxieties and other stuff.
Somebody said, stop being Gordon Ramsay. It's fucking lasagna. That's my point. You look stupid going like that lasagna looks so good. You can't fuck up lasagna. It's the easiest thing to make. Lasagna is easier than pizza. I'm not even kidding. Again, it's crock pot Italian. Throw in noodles, sauce, and cheese and bake it. Let me know how you could make that suck.
Stuff like that.
Oh yeah, don't do it in Pyrex.
Some people go, oh, I wish.
Every fucking lasagna recipe, I'll tell you to do it in a glass. To do it in a glass pan, probably like a fucking 9x11 or 9x16 or whatever. I don't know, but you don't make it in a metal. It's not brownies, you basic bitch. Glass cooks way better. Glass cooks way more evenly. You get these hot spots in metal. You'll get burnt metal.
I wish you would be doing better in life. Like, I'm doing fantastic in life. I'm alive. I got food in my fridge. I got breath in my lungs. I got a roof over my head. I'm doing fantastic. Again, I value my life on those things.
9x13. Yeah, I don't know what they are. I don't know how it works. Don't cook it in metal.
Not the emotions and the anxiety and the depressive nature and stuff like that. Life is freaking beautiful.
Life is beautiful. As the art on his walls literally gives up. He cut out paper to mat something, like to put a mat around it on cardboard, and it's just been hanging off for years. Life is beautiful. Meanwhile, he just lays on his back, rolling around with toilet paper on that futon to wipe.
But we all go through these emotions, but some people deal with them differently. You know, now that I'm getting older in age, my emotions that were tempered when I was younger have like become bigger.
Huh?
And whenever I get depressed, if it would last a day or so, now it lasts weeks.
Sometimes when I get depressed now, it lasts like whole seasons of Battlestar Galactica.
You know, like it's getting worse with the older age. But my life is fantastic.
My depression's lasting longer and longer. My life is fantastic.
I just want people to know that I'm very blessed for everything I've had in my life. Very grateful. And I'm doing okay. You know?
Hold on. Pink Like Peachy says, RFK will fix these tards soon. Aluminum, peasants. I'm not like, look, everyone has some stuff. I'm just like, in general, like if you had a glass 9x13 and you had a metal 9x13, what are you cooking the lasagna in? I mean, I'm asking the people who make lasagna. I'm not asking the poor idiots. This isn't for single men who have three pans. If you have a Pyrex, you're making lasagna in the Pyrex. Again, like you could see how it cooks and you can... man, again, if you don't think glass heats more evenly and cooks more evenly and also doesn't put toxins into your food, research it. No, aluminum's great for you. You're all doing great. I don't know why I get headaches all the time. Am I eating too much metal?
Oh, just these damn patterns and bullshit.
Nana uses glass. End of story. Right.
She's really hard.
Nana ain't wrong.
Sometimes really hard. And, you know, when you're living alone and struggling, you know, financially, spiritually, physically, all of that, it just, and you actually have health problems. I've been sick.
Disposable foil pan. Yeah, I mean, I use these for barbecue. It's awful. It's not smart. But again, I use it. I'll put pulled pork, you know, on the grill once I like cover it, you know, in an aluminum pan. But sometimes I do it like a Dutch oven. Sometimes I'll do it in like a cast iron as well. But I understand that, like, you know. Look, I'm not mad. If everybody made all their food in disposable aluminum pans for Thanksgiving, then so be it. But that's not what happened here.
literally my ears have been like clogged up and like I literally think I got some sort of a flu. That's been
like turkey. A lot of people make turkey in like a big disposable aluminum pan. Like, yeah, of course. It's just like convenient to throw away the carcass and everything afterwards. Like, totally. I'm not, you know, there is some level of practicality, but I'm just talking like on an everyday use. Like if you're just making a lasagna for like you and the kids, like use glass probably if it's like an everyday Wednesday lasagna.
Do we all remember this Diet Coke sipping slob going off on the wait staff in Atlantic City? Mr. French's bacon free club sandwich send him into a tizzy. Oh, the horror.
The best part about that is he says, do we all remember? Guys, don't we all remember what happened in Atlantic City in the restaurant? It's like, no? You weren't there, right? Are you having memory? Oh, no. Goldfolds, I don't know how old you are. I assume it's getting up there in age for you since you made your whole living selling leather binders. So I imagine you're like 102. The point is, are you having memories of things you weren't at? It might be time to get you into some palliative care situation. Maybe we get you into like some sort of halfway home. Like, look, you can still come and go when you want to within reason during curfew, but somebody will go to the doctors with you and hold your hand when you get your new diagnosis, stuff like that. Do you need help? Are you having memories that you weren't actually? Do we all remember what happened in Atlantic City? You weren't there. You know that, right? You fucking loser.
Lasting a long time.
By the way, where the fuck have you been for a month and a half? A coma?
Even though I was on antibiotics a month and a half ago. Who knows? But what I'm here to say is happy Thanksgiving, Dan.
Hold on. What was he on antibiotics for a month and a half ago?
Everybody. And I kid you not, like, I asked everybody on social media whether I should get a turkey or a ham. And then we decided on ham.
He asked everyone on social media if he should get turkey or ham. And they said ham.
You know, I want to eat that at least once a year because it is so tasty. I know it's not good for me, but my goodness, it's so tasty. So I decided like ham, potatoes, carrots, celery. Like
ham, potatoes, carrots, celery.
All in a crock pot because I don't have a lot of cooking utensils. So I went online to order.
From hamhamhams.com?
What did I order through first time? Through like Walmart. I had like a Walmart account to order groceries. And I ordered...
I can't... He lives in like the Valley and he's ordering stuff from Walmart. I don't like... Where is there a Walmart in the San Fernando Valley? Like Chatsworth or something? Like it's far out there. It's like... I don't even know. The Walmart in San Francisco Valley is like way, way out there. And like, I don't even remember. But it's like 30 minutes like north. I had no idea they would like deliver Walmart. Maybe there's one in like where he is. Isn't he like in Van Nuys or Chatsworth? Or
some good stuff for the ham. But everything came except for the ham. They wrote me a thing that said, oh, the ham, the spiral ham is not available. And then normally, like with DoorDash.
San Francisco Valley, dum-dum? What? Did I say San Fernando Valley, didn't I?
Instacart.
Here's the problem with like your insults. You've got to tell me what you're insulting. Because I don't know if I said San Francisco Valley or you think it's San Francisco Valley.
You can talk to them. I tried talking to my shopper and saying, hey, can you get me any ham that's available? Whether it's, you know, 5 pounds, 6 pounds, or 3 pounds, whatever ham is available.
And then he just said nope. So I still don't know. I still don't have a fucking clue what he's talking about. Like, he could be retarded because he think it's San Francisco. I don't even know. I don't even know.
They didn't write me back. Then I wrote him back. Well, if there's no ham, can you at least give me a turkey?
Hold on. Then I wrote him back. Well, if there's no ham, by the way, if you make this face when you find out there's no ham, this is Bauer's no ham face. If there's no ham, if there's no fucking ham.
Walmart, Roscoe, and Van Nuys Blunt Dummy.
Yeah, I don't. So if they've opened a Walmart somewhere, I'm not stupid because I don't know it. Again, I wish I could make my brain as dumb as yours. Like, you think, like, dummy, there's a Walmart on Roscoe and Van Nuys. Oh, okay, I don't live there. So, like, good one? You fucking idiot. Again, I don't know. Goldfolds, you're one of the dumbest fucking people in the world. I mean, we kind of knew that when you started, like, making Red Bar look retarded all the time, but, like, you're actually stupid. Like, you're actually dumb. Imagine if I thought I owned you because you didn't know where the nearest Grouchy John's Coffee in Las Vegas is. Oh, what are you talking about? There's one downtown in the Arts District, you fucking idiot. And then you're supposed to be like, who? Who? I guess I am. Like, you're actually stupid. The thing is, you can't convince stupid people they're stupid. They'll never believe it. Like Ray DeVito. If you try to tell Ray DeVito, like, Ray, you're functionally retarded. Like, you're not with us on the same planet. Like, you're not here. Okay. I mean, you just, like, you gotta just let them, like, wander their walled garden, because you'll never, ever get them.
I hit a nerve. Mazel tov.
Isn't this guy, like, 60? No, I think he's way older. I think, again, like, he made his living, like, selling leather binders during McCarthyism or something. You know what I mean? I think that whole movie Trumbo was all about him.
Turkey? A frozen turkey? At least to have a Thanksgiving? He didn't write me back.
He's writing to the grocery stores, which is what I love. I'm writing to them saying, do you have ham? And they don't. My requests for ham go unrequited.
Whether it's, you know, 5 pounds, 6 pounds.
Right. You tell Ray he's retarded, he laughs at you. Like, he thinks you're crazy. It's like, but there's no point. You'll never. Ray will die retarded. He is retarded. He'll die retarded. And you'll never convince him he's not retarded. It's just like, again, because Ray's nice and because Ray's simple, everyone's nice to Ray and gives him a guest set everywhere he goes. But it's like, meanwhile, anyone who looks at Ray just sees a little boy licking a lollipop. Just a retarded, stupid child.
Or 3 pounds, whatever ham is available. They didn't write me back. Then I wrote him back. Well, if there's no ham, can you at least give me a turkey? A frozen turkey? At least to have a Thanksgiving?
Can I at least get a turkey to have a Thanksgiving? Now, again, this is like the day before Thanksgiving. He's waited.
He didn't write me back. So now it's like a robot. Then all of a sudden, oh, your delivery's arriving. Got everything but the ham.
Fuck. I hate it when my order arrives sans ham.
What was the point?
It's also my favorite font.
So then I decided, you know what? Walmart might be busy, and it's really not a ham season.
You know what? Now that I think about it, ham isn't really the thing people eat for Thanksgiving. I don't know why I set up a poll.
Turkey season? But maybe they didn't see my messages. So let me go on Instacart, because I know on Instacart, I can talk to people while they're shopping. And
so he never leaves his house. He never leaves his house. His favorite social network app is Instacart. At least I go on Instacart. I can talk to all my friends. They call them my shoppers.
And they have to respond back.
They have to. It's in the rules. Instacart drivers are your friends. They have to respond. Imagine, he thinks that's the rules of Instacart. They have to respond. If I ask them how their day's going, they have to answer. If I ask them, do you have any brothers and sisters, they have to answer. If I ask them, what's your favorite movie, they have to answer. It's part of the deal. I'm paying them for their company.
So I ordered another ham.
Yeah, that's a good point. They should make a, Seanetta, that's a great point. They should make a grocery shopping app called Plenty of Fish where you can just order seafood and chat with somebody you get matched with.
And then all of a sudden they start shopping. And now I'm paying more fees, like, you know, DoorDash or Instacart fees or store fees, like more money.
Ugh. You wanted an additional item and they tried to charge you for it? It's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up.
Then they go shopping. Then all of a sudden, I ordered a couple of extra things while they were there. I bought a bag of donuts. You know, forgive me.
I bought a bag of donuts. I didn't even know donuts come in bags, you know? My family owns the biggest donut shop in town in Las Vegas, Pink Box Donuts. And I didn't even know they donuts came by the bag. We have boxes.
What else did I buy?
I guess we have bags too.
I think I picked up a little hot sauce bottle.
You have little bags, I guess. But like usually when people order donuts, they get a box.
If I needed one. Have some other-
oh yeah, like Hostess mini donuts. That's a good point. He's just covered in powdered sugar, rolling around in his studio apartment.
The food that I'm gonna eat next week, whatever, a little hot sauce bottle, and order some pineapple juice. I'll explain why in a little bit.
Because it makes my cum taste good, and I like to lick my hand after I have a little masturbation session.
So they went shopping.
You know he's too lazy to get up and whitewash his hand, so he. Licks it clean.
Then all of a sudden, your shopper is done shopping. And then at the end, the ham was not available.
Hold on, I thought they have to talk to you.
Wow. And there, I had replacements set up, but I had other hams as a replacement, you know, digitally set up. So now they.
I had other hams as replacements digitally set up. Did you ever think anyone would ever say that sentence ever? I had other hams set up as replacements digitally set up.
Wow. And there, I had replacements set up. But I had other hams as a replacement, you know, digitally set up.
They're all Twix.
So now they deliver that order. Now I'm like, I still got no protein.
Oh, come on. What's he supposed to do? Just house donuts all day? He's got no protein.
Let's do it again on DoorDash.
Right. So I go on eBay. There's four auctions for hams. If I choose expedited shipping.
So I do it again on DoorDash with
the. So I go to Denny's. I order Moons Over My Hammy without the cheese or bread or eggs. And I tell them, you don't have to slice the ham. Just send ham. Have you ever seen a man panic so much over ham? By the way, again, it's Thanksgiving. We don't eat ham. Goldfolds is back. Again, imagine everyone get your brain into a state that's so stupid he couldn't not send this in. Okay, think about what we just... Everyone in the chat, put yourself into a state of mind. What were we just talking about? And what am I? We were just talking about donuts, right? Donuts. And I'm fat. Goldfolds is sitting at home just watching this, hating the show, as usual. What did he have to send in? What did his simple brain not allow him to not type and pay money to send in? Any guesses? Any guesses? He had to do this. He had to do it. It's too good to not zing him with. Ready?
Newsflash. Melton eats a box of Downs. You don't say.
Fuck.
Newsflash. Melton eats a box of Downs. You don't say.
He misspelled donuts, so it didn't even work. It came out Downs.
Newsflash. Melton eats a box of Downs. You don't say.
Got him! Got him! Oh!
Worth it?
Different store, and I order the ham. But hey, this time, I've ordered a turkey as well.
Okay, so it's his third store. He's now ordering turkey and ham. 100% he's definitely going to get protein this time, right? It can't miss.
So that way, if there's no ham, which I don't think there's ham available, that's probably a Christmas thing, that I had at least a turkey coming to me. And then when it finally said, oh, your shopper's going to start shopping, I will please communicate with me. This is my third store.
Please communicate with me. This is my third store. His little T-Rex arms are flailing all around. Please, you're my... Help me, Obi-Wan Kadordash. You're my only hope.
That I had at least a turkey coming to me. And then when it finally said, oh, your shopper's going to start shopping, I will please communicate with me. This is my third store. I need a ham or a turkey.
Please. Please. This is my third store. I need a ham or a turkey. He's back.
Tell us more about toxins, Fatty. Vape time.
I love my vape downstairs. No vape for you.
Please communicate if it's available. Then I get a 10 minutes later.
Oh, I got to see it one more time.
Please communicate with me. This is my third store. I need a ham or a turkey. Communicate. And then when it finally said, oh, your shopper's going to start shopping, I will please communicate with me. This is my third store. I need a ham or a turkey.
I need a ham. Stat. I need a ham. And my driver replied.
Please communicate if it's available. Then I get a 10 minutes later. It was the only thing I'm ordering now at this store. No ham available.
Oh, fuck. Could have gone either way.
I go, okay, can you get me a turkey?
Can you save Thanksgiving? Can you get me a turkey?
A frozen turkey, whatever turkey, a whole turkey. No meat available.
How would he cook a whole turkey? He doesn't have an oven. How would he even cook a turkey if he got a whole frozen turkey? You know, first of all, he's just going to leave it out room temp overnight to defrost. I don't think his fridge could hold the turkey. He's got one of those little apartment fridges. Yeah, toilet turkey. Maybe, yeah, maybe he'll put it in a Ziploc bag and sous vide it in his toilet. You know, if he drops a deuce in there, that should get it up to 165 degrees. If he leaves it soaking in there with his logs. Yeah. Sous vide. Yeah, microwave, crock pot. How's he going to cook a whole turkey?
Sorry. No meat available. I go, no meat? What about chicken?
They don't have meat? Ah, fuck. What about chicken? Oh, is that meat? God damn it. What are some other meats that aren't meat? Fuck. What are some meats that aren't meats?
And then he wrote, no meat available. And I thought, what about steak?
This guy wants you to think everything's fine.
What about deli meat? What about this? What about that?
What about love?
And then did he write back?
Oh, the humanity.
I'm asking, but no meat available. Then I found a button that said, call your damn driver.
Call your driver. Look, man, for the love of God, is there a Boston Market nearby? Anything?
And, you know, I don't have a problem with it, but he was a foreigner, or he didn't know, you know, the correct English. Got a hold of me. Hello. I don't want to do the action. That'll make people mad. But then I'm like, do they have turkeys? Do they have chicken?
He told you there's no meat.
You said no meat available. Do they got deli meat? You know, anything. Steak, pork.
Yes, they don't have meat, but they do have steak, pork, and chicken. What would you like?
Then he goes, oh, chicken. That's all he could say is chicken. I go, okay. They don't have no turkey. He go, turkey, chicken. I go, okay, buy me a chicken. A big chicken.
And tell it to pretend it's a turkey.
A whole.
If anybody asks.
Chicken. He goes, oh, okay, chicken. I get you chicken. I don't know what's coming.
No women who come to your place.
Then the price tag comes up on the screen. Said like $25 for like a 5-pound chicken. And then I got it. I already put it to.
I mean, chicken's like $3 a pound. $4 a pound. What is he?
Cook, I'll explain in a minute. But it was this big. It was like supposedly an organic chicken that was like this big. And it was $22.
A minute ago, it was $25. So it's coming down in price.
All right.
And I'm saying like on sale. You can get chicken for $3.99 on sale, you know?
That's my Thanksgiving. All because I didn't have a car and I didn't call somebody to take me to the store. And they're probably out, but it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Imagine how much money he would have spent driving around, like Ubering around to stores, trying to find a turkey.
But, you know, we're going to make the best of it. I probably spend an extra $100 that I didn't need to somehow.
Rinsing it off in my toilet. This is all paid with EBT anyway, right? No, he said he lost his EBT.
By ordering a couple extra things and all that, not $100, maybe $60. But still, every time somebody delivered something, $10, $15 tip, you know? Like, it's just. All right, so let me just let you guys know I'm really grateful for you. I just wanted to tell you that story.
I wanted to tell you the story about the time I couldn't get meat.
What I'm going to do for Thanksgiving.
And I wanted to tell you guys a story about the time I didn't know what meat was. Imagine someone tells you there's no meat, none at all, no meat. They keep going, chicken? Pork? Lamb? You're telling me there's no ostrich.
Tomorrow, depending on when you're watching.
There's not one emu left.
Video. Is I'm going to cook potatoes, carrots, celery, onions, with the chicken.
Ah, mirepoix chicken. Love that.
With a little bit of seasoning and stuff like that. Oh, I had.
He calls seasoning flavor. Remember, you got to put some flavor in it.
Some bell peppers that I put in there as well. So it's a bunch of like kind of like vegetables, and I'm going to cook that chicken. I do have other meats in case that won't feed me, which is.
So what the fuck? He has a whole chicken. He's worried it won't feed him. And he's like,
I'm sure.
And I'm not worried because I have other meats. Then what was this whole ordeal about? You already had meat?
Well, the potatoes are very filling and all that other stuff. But I put all of it into a crock pot. I did it right now.
Hey, good news. Goldfold's attention span has escaped him, and he's circled back to old stuff now.
Where is my bacon, damn it? You are a gem, Manatee. Melton, a real gem.
Now he's starting to, like, I think he can't type full sentences anymore, so now he just types words. You making it, Melton, Manatee, real gem. Melton, real gem. Amy, pretty gorilla. Amy.
I know I should wait to do it till tomorrow.
Melton, asshole. Big jerk. Melton, real gem. Manatee, Melton. All right. Well, thanks for the money.
But I'm like, I'm just going to cook it tonight. Then tomorrow I can eat leftovers during the day of Thanksgiving while I'm watching football.
Seriously, don't call me a manatee again or we're going to have a problem.
And still be blessed. So that's what I'm doing. I kind of wish it was a ham. I've been craving ham. I wouldn't have minded if it was a turkey. I even asked the guy about turkey breast. I'm like, turkey breast? Turkey breast? Ham steak? Or chicken?
Keep me abreast of whether they have any ham.
It was just...
Goldfold, like rocks. Goldfold, dum-dum. Goldfold, not smart. Goldfold, misspell insult. Goldfold. Goldfold.
Ridiculous day, but
we don't even know if it's him, but he just keeps outing himself by the style of how he writes everything. It's just retarded. It's like, oh, Goldfold's back. Melton, metal.
So that being said, I just wanted to let everybody know I'm very thankful for you from the bottom of my heart. I know my content on this channel is really lacking and suffering.
No shit. Oh, so he's wrapping up. That means he only has 10 minutes left in this video. Look at this. He's going, all right, well, that's the update. He's wrapping up. There's 10 minutes left.
That's why I'm not building a bigger fan base. And I need to figure.
That's why.
Figure out a few things. I need to learn how to be consistent. I need to learn how to get out of my depression and find something positive to do. And I'm trying, guys. I really am. But forgive me for my struggles, okay? I hope if you like me, you continue to like me. And if you hate me, well, I hope you can find something to like me about.
We would love you, but you're not open to it. You're closed off. You're not a yes person.
Is all I can say. I consider myself a real human being.
What a statement. How brave. I consider myself a real human being.
That has had many great opportunities in my life to work in TV and film. But I am no better than anybody. I am a struggling human being. And I will never be normal. I will never have a normal job.
He will never be satisfied.
I have had many of them in my life. It's just not for me. So apparently this is...
I can't work, guys. It's not for me. The clocking in, the 9 to 5, that's just not who I am, you know? And I'm sorry, I gravitate towards other people who feel the same way, like April Imholt.
It's my life. And it's not a good life, but it's my life.
Guys, I don't want to keep... These are rough, man.
Is a pig eating pig a sin? Or the stuff of mad cow disease. You need bacon, like another zit on your face.
Come on. At least you didn't call me a manatee again, you piece of shit. That's the one thing you are. You're smart, you pussy.
And I do like being alone sometimes, but not all the time.
God, he's already sent another one.
Hey, baby boy. Okay, Hamati.
Hamati, I think you meant to say. But again, you don't. your brain doesn't work, so you can't think how to spell stuff to get the AI to say it right. I bet a random fan could get it to say Hamity, but not you, Hamity.
Hey, baby boy. Okay, Hamadi.
All right, can somebody make it say Hamity and get it to say it correctly? All you have to do is use your brain and figure it out. Let's see. Who's better than Goldfolds? Goldfolds did Hamity.
Hey, baby boy. Okay, Hamadi.
Hamadi? Sounds like kind of, oh, I'll have Hamadi rice.
But real quickly, before I let you guys know, something you guys can join me with to do on Black Friday, they call it. Please hit that thumbs up, that like, that subscribe button. Consider becoming a member of this channel. I promise you there's going to be some exclusive content coming up very, very soon.
There's always going to be. Soon there's going to be some exclusive content.
And early content as well. And I'm going to start doing some giveaways and raffles for members only and stuff like that. I just got to wrap my head around doing it and getting.
I'm going to be doing some special new content. I'm doing giveaways, raffles. I just need to wrap my head around doing it. Oh, that's what's holding us up?
It all together. And my podcast is going to come back. I don't know in what form. And I'm
great. Great. Well, it sounds like you've thought it all out.
I'm going to start doing like a daily video somehow.
No, you're not. No, you're not, you fat fuck. Stop lying to everybody. You're going to do a daily video now?
I'm going to try my best, you know, so let's not hold me to that standard because you guys know I struggle. But I promise you, there's some good stuff coming in. I want to thank you guys for being a part of the channel.
Okay. There's still 7 minutes left. 7 minutes left. Here's Joseph Amos making an attempt.
Hamity.
Nailed it. So everyone in the world is smarter than Goldfolds. That's how dumb you are, you old fuck.
If you feel like donating, I have donation portals below. I have a merchandise store below. There's a lot of good stuff on there. Mm. And why do I always itch my head a lot? Well,
it's a telltale sign of a liar. Aaron Imholt does it nonstop.
I have like a rash or something like eczema or whatever, where I'm always itching whenever I get stressed out or anxiety.
I'm always cutting.
And then, you know, I get like a bumpy area up here. And
what the fuck? He's growing stress bumps? All right, Eeyore, let's get you to the ER.
Some white flakes or whatever. It gets kind of scary, but I talk.
It's not scary. It's dandruff, you fucking noodle. Dandruff is not scary. It's part of your skin falling off. Think of it this way. You're losing weight. Stress bumps.
To a doctor about a month or two ago, and they recommended some lotion and some pills.
Lotion and pills? What is going on? He's getting bumps and flakes. And they're recommending lotion and pills. Tony Hotfinger says, this is depressing. We needed to hear a hey, Perul. Hey, Perul.
I just haven't got around to it. And I dyed my hair the other day.
Just to see if I'm still fat.
I dyed it black. I tried to buy brown. There was no brown available.
There was no brown available, so he dyed his hair black. Again, this guy can't afford rent. He can't afford his bills. He's behind on shit. He thinks he has to eat whole chickens. And he's buying hair dye. Again, he doesn't work. There's no rolls available. What is this?
For the people that told me to get brown. But, yeah, I got my merchandise store. There's some autographs and other stuff there. Every purchase comes with, like, a video of me talking to you, kind of like a cameo, like a shout-out, a quick shout-out
from
my merchandise store.
We know.
So yeah, get on that.
Imagine if every time you ordered a shirt from NLO, I sent you a video. Hey, thanks for buying a shirt. Hey, Stormy. Thanks for buying a hat. Patrick here. So, what you ordered is a hat. And it goes on your head. And it's a genuine, real hat. You can adjust the size. The strap in the back is what you want to... Anyway, hope this video finds you well, and thank you for ordering the hat.
If you guys feel like that, and then hopefully in the future, I'm actually going to be showcasing some of my merchandise, like the t-shirts. I'm going to wear them in my videos.
Nice, nice.
To try to sell. It's called Marketing 101.
I've heard about that.
All right, but you guys got all the information.
Like, would you like a delicious Are You Okay hat? You can find them in the NLO store. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store. Grab a hat, hoodie, binky, blanky, puzzle, mug, and more. The store.
You can find me on social medias down below and do what you will. And for everybody that's hooked me up and bought stuff on Cameo or this or that, thank you guys. You guys saved my life.
Hold on. Fearless said you kind of used to. I mean, what? Never done anything like that close to that in my life. Hi, thanks for buying the shirt. Hi, thanks for buying a hat. Are you high? Thanks for buying a mug.
Truly, you do. And I'm available for podcast, or if you want to have a meeting with me or hang out with me for a little while on Zoom or whatever for... a decent fee.
If you want to hang out on Zoom for a decent fee. I don't. I feel like if I hung out with you, I'd be more depressed when it ended. Like, I'd pay you to get off the phone with me.
Hit me up on social media. Let me know. All right. Friday, Black Friday. I'm a big football fan. My Raiders are playing the Chiefs. We're going to lose in Arrowhead. But the game's at 12 o'clock. And
I mean, make all the splice jobs you want. I'm me. You know that, right? I know for a fact I've never sent out videos as authentication with every purchase from my store. Splice away. Splice away. If you had a video of me doing it, you wouldn't convince me I'd done it. Do you understand? I've never done it. So if you somehow get a video of me doing it, I'll still be like, this is bullshit.
I like to live stream. I have a Raider football channel because I'm a fan. And I'm going to live stream the game and I'm going to react. But I'm going to drink. I don't like drinking. I am a very big proponent of do not do it.
I was kidding because you called me out.
No,
maybe my once card expired when my order got declined. Okay. So hold on. I make certificates of authentication when you don't make an order from my store. So it's totally different. It's totally different. Apology accepted, Fearless.
Twice a year if you are going to do it, and you guys know because I have family members that have ruined all of our lives with that stuff. But again, I'm not really a drinker, but I've been really, really non-positive lately, very, very depressed, not looking forward to anything.
Non-positive.
So I'm using this game.
Guys, I'm HIV non-positive. Congrats.
To live stream on my Raider football channel as a moment to look, be positive about, you know, cook some food. And the truth is.
So this is tomorrow. Michael Ray Bauer wants to get shit-faced on his Raiders channel. We do need to go find his Raiders channel and make sure we can see this.
Never done it. A jumping jack, correct?
Like, here's my problem is like, there's no one talks like that. Never done it? A jumping jack? You're never going to own anybody if you can't talk. Like, it would have been funny if you went like, I bet you never done a jumping jack, fatty. Like, that's how you insult somebody. You're breaking up the English. You like dismantle a sentence into like nonsense and then you look dumb. A jumping jack? Bet you've never done it. Whoa, fuck. Cake? Did you eat? Probably all of them. Fat, you are big now. Fuck. What am I going to do? Now I know why you used to make writing folders, because you needed to practice quite a bit, right? No one talks like this. Never done it? Jumping jacks? Correct.
Never done it. A jumping jack? Correct.
Fuck. Savage, dude. Savage insult. Doom just said, fat? You? Right. Fuck. When you put it that way.
There's a lot of Raider channels that live stream sometimes, and they have people buy them super chats, and they buy them shock or alcohol.
Oh, no. A Star Is Born. I'm saying if he's live streaming tomorrow and we can get him drunk, somebody please tag me in the Discord if he goes live doing this. Woo.
For a guy that's not being owned, you sure are upset. Don't play dumb. Fat and dumb is a bad look.
Yeah. I am pretty upset. The only thing that cheers me up is that every time we go back and forth like this, I put money in my pocket. So I'm not going to lie. You've almost driven me offline. A few more of these, and I may have to reevaluate my entire streaming career. You've almost killed me. I'm going to be honest. You've almost eliminated me as a guy. A few more of these dollars. I don't know if I can take it.
Is there's a lot of Raider channels that live stream sometimes, and they have people buy them super chats, and they buy them.
Guys, nobody ever buys me a super chat. Ooh, somebody bought me a super chat.
Or alcohol while they're live streaming. And they make a lot of money.
Now, Bauer's got an idea. Maybe he'll be able to drink his way into financial independence.
Okay, they do. I have done it on my channel. I do it at...
Fearless makes a good point. If Gold Falls does a $500 insult, I might rage quit. Cry. Yeah, do my crying tear rain overlay. I don't even know if that works. Oh my god. He's so mean. He just keeps saying things like manatee. And he said that I never did a jumping. Hold on. And then he said that I never did a jumping jack. He said that fat and dumb is not a good look. He says fat and dumb is not a good look for me. We're worried.
At least one time a year. And I did it two times last year. And I made a decent amount of money because the Raider fans enjoy watching me get crunk.
I can't, I really, if he's going to do this tomorrow, if he's going to get crunk.
and scream or rant or rave or cheer or whatever I do when I get, you know, a little tipsy. And they like supporting me. They like seeing that.
If he does a stream where we can pay him to get drunk, I'm in.
And it helps me to come out of my shell instead of lying in bed.
It helps me to come out of my shell.
Or watching the game. I'm entertaining. I'm like, let's do this. And then people are paying me.
Dude, yes. Just like Steel Toe tomorrow. People are going to be like handing over envelopes of cash.
And then it kind of helps bring me out of my shell. Again, I know it does that.
It's a hard candy shell.
And if I continued to do that every day or every week, I'd become an alcoholic. And I'm not going to. I'm smart enough to know. But if you guys are interested, on Black Friday, the link will be down below. I am going to live stream the game. I'm going to start around 11 a.m. Pacific. Get online, start live streaming from my living room. And if you guys want to come by, buy me some shots.
Come by? Is he inviting everybody over?
Have rum and pineapple juice.
So he's drinking rum and pineapple juice. Not only is he getting obliterated, which makes him, you know, last time he got so sick when he got drunk. And now he's going to just be drinking sugar with his alcohol. Pineapple juice is just...
Hey, let's see some real tears. Talk about your very profitable Super Chat business or lack thereof.
Fuck. Stop saying it's not profitable. That'll make it not profitable. Don't you know whatever you say happens? Because you're plugged in and you know. You've proven here tonight you really know what's going on. So shut up. Shut up. This is fucked up, man.
I have beers, but I don't know if I'm going to drink them. Because the last time I had beers for the start of the football season, I had like four beers. I ate beans before.
Beans before beers. I'm going to need a shirt. We need a shirt. Beans before beers.
Or the day before, and my stomach with beer and beans was ridiculous.
Yeah, but then you have a really sloppy, wet shit, and then the next day you feel great. Remember when you came on and you told us you wish you could take giant sloppy shits every day? Because you feel really good afterwards for like a day?
Yeah, but those are the only two times I've drank this year, or this is going to be the second time. So, if you guys want to see me get a little wild and crunk, and you...
I want nothing more. Can we send, like, an exotic dancer to his house during the game?
Feel like supporting. Come on down. The link will be down below starting at 11 a.m., and I'd appreciate seeing you there, and if you feel like donating or Super Chat or PayPal or Venmo, you know, all the information will be on that screen as well. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to have a good day, get a little tipsy, make a little bit of money, and we'll see where it goes.
There's still a minute and a half.
So other than that, better days ahead, I promise everybody.
Yeah.
My life has got to change this year.
Hold on. You started this whole video by saying your life is awesome. You're happy.
I got to get a car somehow. I got to.
Where's he going to go? He never leaves the house. Where's he going to go?
Something, because I'm just sitting here dying, and that's not good for anybody. Sorry if I'm being too real and all my videos are depressive.
Depressive.
But, you know, it is what it is. All right. Hopefully I see you all on Friday.
Hopefully. The link is in the description, he said. The link is in the description. Is Kino still going? They are. What are they watching? Let's see here. Kino Casino.
This is the bad ending of Worski. Like,
yo, bro.
No, yo, bro, it is you.
Oh, my God.
From there up, it's actually you, like, 5-6 years ago.
That's if I never quit, I'd be this. I probably would be, dude. I never hit that fucking level, fuck dude. Oh, my God. He's liquid Worski.
So, like, they want you to believe. This is wild. Earlier, this said 4,000 people watching live. They want you to believe that. Like, this is Kick. I have no experience with Kick. Look at their chat. Like, that's 4,000 live? I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, somebody, like, I was watching for 10 minutes and they got 5 gifted memberships and, like, lost their minds. 4,000 people are watching?
Danger to society and himself. He's a menace.
Look at PBP.
I really think he should be locked up. And I argued that years ago, and somehow he's still free because of his parents and his trust fund. But if he was in any sort of less privileged background, he would already be in a cell.
These guys are making fun of people. Again, imagine how much of PBP's entire life, that floor, the closets, everything is just filled with these 6XL costumes. Like, all these guys do is just keep ordering these silly costumes. They have, like, one-bedroom apartments. And, you know, it's just like, holy shit, how much of this Chinese garbage does he have laying around his house?
Dump the bottle of, like, chlorine. Whoa.
Well, to be fair, this is like,
their whole video is freezing up.
Press 1 if you'd like us to cover this guy more in the future. Maybe do a proper retrospective on him. Press 2 if it's unsporting and it's not right.
Nah, dude. What do you mean unsporting? This is key.
And then you want to see Worski? He's dressed as corn.
A full fucking app.
Which is the loserest vegetable on the planet.
Yeah, dude.
It's probably going to take a couple days to do it, though.
Yeah, need to prop it up.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Yo! How? Oh, is it white? It's not even white yet. Come on, bro. Yeah.
This is anonymous, so this got to be Goldfolds again?
Fatty wants us to believe 575 are watching this, Drek. You are adorable.
Good point. Dave Sarah, beans, beers, beets, bears.
Oh, like, what is going on here? It looks like he has, like, it looks like he was playing Russian roulette there for a second. Like,
what's their deal? They've been going over 6 hours. Over 6 hours.
Imagine being this guy.
I gotta say, we see a lot of Spurgery. Like, you're just watching this guy tweaking and screaming in his car. Whoa. We've seen a lot of Spurg outs. This is like next level.
He makes art to you.
How dumb was kid?
Malcolm X has gifted 5 subs.
Yeah, that's what they do. They lose their mind.
I think is that all of them?
This is the last one.
This is the last one?
Yeah. The whole fucking bottle.
Don't do it. Not the whole bottle.
He's addicted to the pain, right? Like, he's just addicted to that feeling.
Here it comes.
He's in a storage locker hallway. Do you notice this? Look, he's at like fucking the... Look at that.
So people have been sending me the Worski archives. I think we're going to have to get into those at some point. Apparently Worski's like a treasure trove. I'm in. Send me all the PPP Worski stuff. These guys are absolute clown tards. So I'm in. Please send me all the stuff. You have. And I'd like some information on the kick numbers is what I'd like some information on. These guys have 12,000 total subs on kick, which you've never heard of. And every show, they get over 4,000 people watching live. Okay. Okay. How's that work out? Every show, they get 4,000 people watching live, but the total number on their videos is 5.4 thousand, 6.1 thousand, 5.6 thousand, 5.5. But I'm not kidding. If you go watch their videos, it'll tell you there's over 4,000 people watching live. How it work? Like, if there's 600 people watching this right now, by the way, hit the like button about it. The count, it doesn't mean that the same 600 people are always watching. People come, people go. You know this, your people. You come back, you catch up with it later, you join late, you have to leave early, all that kind of stuff. The view count on this video, the one you're watching now on Thanksgiving Day, Nobody Likes Onions, this video, if you're watching live, the view count on this video right now is 2,753. 2,753. Now, if you refresh it, you won't see that number, but we've proven this before with Kevin and stuff. If I were to make this video private right now and cut the live stream off, it would get up to that number of views, okay? It would take a couple hours, and then it would hit that number of views. They just don't all, the stats don't show up right away. But if it never got one more view from this moment on, that's the number. So how is it that 4,000 people are watching the show, 2,500 now, but the total number of views days after the broadcast is 5,000? And they do six-hour shows. People are saying it's fudged, Steak owns Kick. Yeah, but it's just like Rumble. It's just like Twitch. It's like all these other, why are all these places fucking with the numbers? They're fake. I really believe YouTube numbers aren't real. Now, again, they can be faked. You can buy fake viewers. But, like, I can almost prove on a private video, if I go to three computers, one person joins every computer I connect to it. The number goes up one. It doesn't get fake, weird, like 20, 30, 40. So, I mean, you just tell me if it sounds right. 12,000. 12.7 thousand total followers, but 4,000 watch live, and they only get 5,000 total views? Okay. I mean, if you guys say so, seems fake, but if that's what you guys say is happening. How do I watch the live one again? Okay, here we go.
Up again, getting arrested again. Toodles, like...
Again, if you want to see why Worski's here, watch him. The clapping and the laughing.
So much. I woke up, mama, 24 hours. I was asleep on the Seroquel.
24 hours?
Oh, no.
You wake up like the hungriest person you've ever been.
Listen, this guy can't be live streaming on that shit.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What is that exactly? Is that like a sleeping medication or something?
It's like a fucking super powerful antipsychotic that like
fucks you up
bad. Like it's super, super strong.
I thought
man.
It was a cough syrup or something. What the fuck?
No, man.
Lights in my face. What's going on? Sir, you're in danger of hurting people around you and yourself. You're being arrested. Arrest me, sir.
Well, yeah.
Arrest me, sir. Look at him. This mask was the most unhinged thing, man. Like, I can't go around looking like that.
No.
Look, man. Does that should be a sticker? Let's get 10 subs for the Foozy and the Mask, like, psychotic scream sticker. Let's get some subs.
That's his therapist, by the way. He's on the call with his therapist, and he's yelling at her. She should be fired, by the way, for this.
at the end of the day, like, how much can the therapist even do?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, I don't
know. You put yourself in these scenarios.
So this is the only reason Worski's here. PPP is like a normal intelligence guy, but Worski's like fried brain, CTE, just very simple, entertained by...
Dang. Like, whoa, man. Buddy.
The mind reveals the taking. I'm telling you the truth. When you get that upset or dangerous, physically and emotionally...
You're right.
Sweetly retarded fella. Yeah, I mean, look, it's...
Fousey, don't say... Look at his eyes. I kind of believe him. Look at his eyes. He does look unhinged.
Buddy. They all like, there.
I'm very dangerous, and I don't give a fuck because I'm safe with it.
How can you be both safe and dangerous?
How can you be both safe and dangerous? We're going to need to see all the Worski PPP stuff you can throw at me. Hold on. Sending this so you can find it later. I couldn't find the original. Oh, this is the wiping stick. Hold on, but you can't, but it's gone. TMI, wiping and obesity self-care. Oh no. Oh no. Why don't we end tonight just the same way we started? Wiping and obesity self-care. I can't even. A lot of these are shorts. I can't. This TLC should be illegal. This is not.
Shopping for food is the only fun thing I could do.
This is like Donkey Lips. Shopping for food is the only fun thing I can do.
I can't get around easily. And when I. I go to a store. I can't ride one of the electric carts because I'm too big. So
she's too big for the electric carts at the store. They're like, ma'am, these are for normal obese people. You're a big bitch. These are for like.
So I have to be pushed around in my wheelchair. Down, Charlie, you're pushing me into the water.
She literally can't fit down aisles.
I'll flat out move it. I don't care.
They're moving end caps. They have to move end cap displays. Holy shit.
I'll move whatever I gotta move.
He's literally got to part the seas of Diet Coke.
Even though it's very difficult to get around.
Look at her. Pepsi and Dr. Pepper. Load her up. She needs her Pepsi and she needs her Dr. Pepper. Then RFK jumps out of the aisle. What are you doing there, fat fuck?
I truly love shopping for food. To see all the selections and options makes it.
There's so many flavors of chips. To see all the flavors of chips makes me happy. I love shopping for food.
It worth how hard it is.
It's one thing that brings us together is our love of
food, but chips food, most chips. Definitely are chip connoisseurs.
Oh, yeah.
Her and retarded Bert Kreischer here are up for some Betty Crocker.
But it is.
She's got the lip ring again, you know, like all these fat girls. It's like, first of all, I know I shouldn't say that out loud.
It's embarrassing when there's moments where I can't pass something because I'm so big.
What are things you can't pass before because you're so big? The salt and pepper, the potatoes.
When that happens,
gas.
I feel so anxious. Because I know people are staring just a little bit. Charlie.
He has to move everything so she can get out of the way. Wow. Who put this load-bearing pole here?
Now, he's got to fix every...
Let's get you two here, and I'll do that.
You're going to have to. No, please. That's embarrassing. But when that happens, I start to feel like I'm going to panic.
It's just, somebody says this Melton's slow wife. Yeah, turns out she's slow because she's 700 pounds. Not mentally. She just can't get around.
And all I want is food.
Ah! Holy shit. How far do you think you can punt her head?
Are you ready?
That was very intense.
That aisle was intense.
But I know the sooner I get the shopping done, the sooner I
She does look like Zach Amico, for real. For real.
I finally figured out who PPP sounds like. The Professor Brothers from Neely Comics on YouTube.
I don't know what that is, but I'm glad you figured it out.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Can I get two of those? Here.
Can I get two of those? I don't know. Can you pull your shirt down over that fucking gunt?
Candy, my love.
Candy, my love. I live on cordials. Hello?
Oh, hell, Patrick. You know what it's like in the middle. We got everything. We got ranch flavored chips. We got seven kinds of ranch flavored chips.
Seven.
All the ranch.
Buttermilk ranch, buffalo ranch.
You got it, man. Extra spicy ranch, teriyaki ranch.
Cool ranch.
Yep. That's my favorite.
All right. I hear you, Bubba Gump.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. You know, the favorite part of the entire trip is getting what I want.
My favorite part of the entire trip is getting what I want. Do you want your glasses embedded into your face? Because, like, again, your fat is starting to grow around the things you've embedded into your face. You know? In 2 days, you won't be able to undo that lip ring.
That's my favorite part.
The fat will have grown so far around it. I mean, look what's happening to these people's face. Like, this could be Aaron Imholt. Very, very soon. We've seen the profiles of this man.
Charlie loves food, too. And grocery shopping is the only time
I love food, too.
Get to do something.
I, too, love food.
Something together.
Ah.
It's kind of romantic in a way.
Bring me my Lindor truffles.
Oh, really?
Where are my Lindor truffles? Fee, fi, fo, fum. Oh, then he baby birds it to her? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Just fee, fi, fo, fumming her across the parking lot to that car. Oh, God, I can't. I can't. Again, TLC is a goddamn national treasure for showing us these people. It's like How the Other Half Lives. In a way. I can't get enough. Anything but shorts. Anything but shorts. I love anything about wiping, fat diseases. Let me look for glitter and lasers. I want to know what she's up to. Oh, no. She crying? All she really does is try on clothes. Oh, no.
A lot of people wonder how creators make money.
And today, I'm actually partnering with YouTube to tell you one of those ways, which is YouTube shopping. Now, I'm going to fix this wreath while we do it because she's a little bit of a mess. Now, some merchants...
So YouTube paid her to do this. This is a YouTube-sponsored video, and it's gotten 6.4 thousand views.
Have higher commission.
How does YouTube pick who to do this with? Just gross bitches?
During the holidays, up to 50%. And you may earn more money with a tiered bonus program set to run from now until end of year. You
can now, the fact is, and every YouTube creator knows this, you make way less during the holidays. You just kind of, everything kind of...
Find program terms in the YouTube Help Center. The cool thing about this is it allows the viewing process to be organic and for you guys to find products that I love without me having to, like, tell you this is a product I love. So for example, I'm wearing this holiday sweater, and if you like it, you can find it linked in the video easily with like a pop-up link.
They tried calling me for the deal. Then she's got a sweater on that just says ho ho ho. I think this is a she got a Walmart sponsored video. Oh god, some of the stuff she wears is like, where do you get that?
We're doing another Walmart haul.
So I think I have a theory with fat people clothes, because every time you see a big fat obese woman, they're always wearing these wacky prints. I have a theory that they don't have enough continuous fabric to make a dress for any one of these bitches. The reason it's always animal print or circles or polka dots, they don't have enough fabric in one color to make a outfit for these people. So they have to just cobble together whatever scraps are laying around the factory floor.
I was looking for plus size clothing online and it kept suggesting me Walmart. And I was like, okay, I love Walmart, love to shop there. And then I saw that they launched this new collection with no boundaries, which is literally like a late 1990s, early 2000s fever dream.
I mean, who would try this on and be like, this looks great? This looks really good.
And of course, that being part
of you're right. She looks like a Mario Brothers mushroom, 100%.
Childhood, I was in. I was 100% in. So I bought a whole bunch of pieces. I thought I would show you guys.
If you touch her, you get bigger.
How these things fit on plus. I think they are super dope. So hopefully you will too. With that, let's get into it. I mean, it's Rose.
Again, like, can any of these women just get a solid colored? Can they just a solid colored outfit? No, it's always got to be fucking hula danders or fucking pinstripes or, you know, some sort of corduroy.
It's a little gothic. You just need like a good choker with it and maybe some.
Yeah, you need a good choker with it. Which is a rude way to say a black guy, but sure.
Face buns, and you are living your, oh gosh, what's that movie? Empire Records dream. Like this is.
Yes, you're living your Empire Records dream. Every day is Rex Manning day.
Dress I would see one of the girls in Empire Records would wear. Maybe more like a spaghetti strap, but still.
This is like what one of the girls in Empire Records would wear. What made you think of that? Ugh. All right, on to the next thing that's covered in Florida leafs or fucking pinwheels.
Super cute, mesh, love the print, great for like
fall. For what? No fat girl will ever, you'll never see a fat girl do this in the wild. Okay. Whatever this move is that fat girls do in vlogs when they get a new outfit.
Super cute.
Like you're never going to, they're never going to be out in the wild doing that. You'll never see it. So this is insane to even.
Mesh. Love the print. Great for like.
The only thing you'll ever see a fat girl doing in public is ordering a salad. That's all you'll ever see fat women doing. And then at home, of course.
fall, coming out of summer. So in places, especially like here, where it's super hot, having a mesh dress like this, you can layer it, but also you can just wear something that feels a bit fall, but also super cute. One thing I'm a little concerned about, but actually not that much because I have to wear leggings all the time now.
I have to wear leggings. Oh, because her legs are all...
is that the lining only goes to about your mid thigh. So one thing to think about, since I'm wearing compression leggings, I don't care. I don't even need the lining. I can just wear...
You need to wear compression, all of it. Why stop at leggings? Do they have compression apartments? Like, what the fuck?
The mesh over it. But overall, I loved the print so much, and it's a super affordable dress, so why wouldn't you love it?
Why wouldn't you love it? Why wouldn't you love it?
I love this dress. I think it's super cute. But I did...
It's not... You understand that, like, every normal-shaped girl in here is looking at that going, like, that's not a dress, honey. That's not a dress.
Things to style it better with this look. I decided I liked having more of a mesh coverage around my legs. It made my compression look more intentional. So what I did is I separated this, like,
She calls this a dress. And then I can just take it off at any time and become the most conspicuous ninja ever. Is that just wet? Is that, like, liquid? Compression leggings. Look at the fucking... Oh, God. Yeah, that's nuts. Look at that. Look at these. I thought these were knee pads so she could get a better head, but no. That's a lot of compresh.
Pink part from the mini dress, and then I just tucked it in here. So that way, it looks like it was a purposeful choice.
Look what she has to do to get this dress down over her lovely lady humps. Watch.
That way.
Now watch the hand on the right, which is left if you're looking at her.
It looks like it was a purposeful choice.
She had to pull that out? You see that? Wonk. Lady.
To wear tights with this versus like something I have to live with, which is also true. So yeah, you can, if you're intentional with styling, you can literally make anything work.
Who decorated your apartment? PPP? Whoa, buddy, you're gonna need some fall leaves and pumpkins. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
You just have to think about incorporating it.
Again,
now.
Like, what do you think he does with all that garbage when the season's over? Pumpkins and leaves and different colored curtains and bales of hay and, like, hello? Like, this guy's just got tons of fucking waste.
Outfit instead of just, like, begrudgingly wearing it with something you'd already wear. I feel like if you like purple, you, like, really like purple. And then...
I do. Especially when you put it on and waltz around like Grimace/Barney.
Like, as you age, it becomes your personality, which I'm not against. Because
again, we got to have wacky prints on here.
People who love purple are always...
And again, another theory.
Very lovely people. I think of a lot of older women I've met that are just darling. Don't worry, it's not just for older people. I think purple is a universally loved color. But I really...
So my theory with this is like she can wear it to a restaurant and when she... you know, cracks oysters open on her belly or drips steak sauce down her tits. It won't make that big of a stain, you know? It'll just look like, I meant to wear a dress with little ink blots all over it. No, that's the style now. That's the style.
This, because this was a play on purple I hadn't seen. Again, with that kind of grungy era vibe, but I loved the like...
Totally grungy.
Black roses on the lavender. While it's this lighter color, it still feels kind of dark and kind of edgy. We've got this...
Yeah, let me just tell you this. There's nothing you could wear that will ever make you edgy. It's always going to be smooth and round.
Spaghetti straps. And then we've got these cups in here, which will allow you to wear this without a bra, which, ding, is something I love.
No. No, 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 no. First of all, look, I've always said this about Amy Schumer.
Got these cups in here, which will allow you to wear this without a bra, which, ding, is something I love. It is a maxi skirt, and one of the things that...
Any skirt you put on is a maxi skirt. I mean, look at these arm flanges. I've got to... The authorities should be called about this, frankly.
Love. It is a maxi skirt, and... One of the things that I always see these maxis do is have these side slits. That's really, really great because they're going to let the air up into your legs. But if these maxis do is have
the air up into your legs. Not since I saw Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids talk about wafting out her undercarriage have I been so disgusted. Airing out her inside. What? Hey, what's going on? Come over here. Come lay down. Lay down. We're going to go outside soon, okay? She wants to go for a walk. Stupid bitch. Don't ever get a dog. They're the worst.
That's really great because they're going to let the air up into your legs. Color, it still feels kind of cool and seen. Again, the ding is something I love. It is a maxi skirt, and... One of the things that I always see these maxis do is have these side slits. That's really great because they're going to let the air up into your legs. But if you're a
You hear that, PPP?
A little bit uncomfortable with, like...
I know you love a good fan blowing on you.
Maybe coverage or anything. Just throw some bike shorts underneath. I do it all the time. I think this will actually look really cute with my compression because...
How many times do you think she's put bike shorts on and not been able to find them afterwards? Like, after 6 hours, they're just gone. They just dissolve in her clit.
It'll look intentional.
Patrick, nothing can dissolve in a clit. You'd be surprised.
It's like something I did by accident, which, you know, some of my outfits look like that now. I don't, you know, I'm doing my
best. I wonder if she ever, like, goes out back and, like, shakes out her labia and finds, like, old sex toys and biker shorts and spare change.
I'm doing my best. Album coming? Never. I love this. It's long. The slits make...
Yeah, it is long. It's long. Do you think if you shot her, the bullet would go all the way through? We're gonna start a new game where I like zoom in on women like this, and you have to guess which way she's facing. Is it the butt or the belly? Do you want to date her? Are you jelly? Front or the back? Top or the bottom? Is it the butt or the belly? And I'll show you 10 women. Like this, and you just have to guess. I think she's facing that way. Oh, I think she's facing the other way. All right, let's zoom out. You probably forgot already, huh? Oh, I could have gone either way. I thought she was pregnant, and this side was the belly. But no, that's the belly, and this is the butt. Whoa, stinky. Ooh. Oh. Stinky. Stinky cheese.
This work great if you're getting your legs bandaged. I know that's a very niche community, but I thought I would point it out. Again, I need to size...
A niche community.
Size down. This is just... It should be taught, and I should feel supported here, and I don't. But it's very pretty. Like, I would, again, totally get this just in a size smaller.
Yeah, you need it smaller. Right.
Another mesh look. And this one I think is my favorite. And there was another one.
That shirt will not fit you, honey.
Just in a size smaller. another mesh look. And this one I think is my favorite. And there was another one. I was actually shopping in Walmart, which I never do. I'm always online because I'm like genuinely afraid of shopping in store. I'm trying to overcome that fear recently because it's actually kind of fun to see all the stuff that's not easy to find online. That's a whole other story. But I saw this set in...
Fierce.
And another set next to it that was super cute.
This makes her arms look really thin, though. You gotta... Oh, wait. What did I say? No, I mean the opposite of what I said. Sorry. This makes you look... If you go straight down from the tit. Oh. Okay, that's just mean.
Had like more greens to it, which I will link. And I remember seeing them in the store and being like, I'm so glad I got that for the haul because it looks great. And I had
two words, Lane Bryant. Oh, yeah, that store that just sells like fitted bed sheets for fat bitches.
Even open the box yet, guys, because
put this on. We'll cover your ass. We have blue tarps.
I don't always have my life together, but this is awesome. It's a black base with some red details, the outline, big roses. If you haven't picked up on it yet, this theme has a very heavy roses undertone, which I feel like it's...
Why do fat women always insist on buying clothes that show their midriff? Like, don't do this. Like, what are you doing? Jesus Christ. Like, this isn't a pose fat women ever make in public, you know? Hi, Patrick's dog. You are a very good dog. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving, pup. Oh, yeah. She had some, I cooked some pork belly for her on the grill. She loved it.
It's time for the rose to have a comeback. So you have this mesh top. It's very similar to the...
It's time for the rose to make a comeback. Not since Shakespeare has the rose...
Midi dress we looked at earlier, but in a like more of a red warm color, and also in a crop.
An obese bitch by any other name.
And then with a long skirt. I would actually...
Would she not smell as... Bull?
If I were buying just one of these sets for myself, I would buy the set over the dress because I can do a lot more with this. I can wear the top with jeans. I can wear this with another crop top, maybe a black crop. And I can kind of mix and match. I can also wear them together. So it just gives you a lot more flexibility. Though I do think both of them are cute. Okay.
She's another one. She's out of breath showing you clothes.
Love this set. I actually really like how it's working with my tights. Sometimes it can be a bit unusual. All I did is I just rotated the seam so that the side seam where the slit was a little bit more over my leg. And I feel like it makes the tights feel intentional. Let me know if you like it too.
She uses that word too much.
I'm a little bit obsessed with this one. I think it looks so cute. But yeah, this is a great deal. This is... Probably set is going to work for me, but it does look pretty big. Cargo sweatpants top, and it is
holy
sold
shit.
As a set. But this is a really cute cargo.
I didn't know they were still making Steve Madden ads. Holy shit. You guys remember Bratz dolls? Again, I think they just run out of fabric a lot of times. They don't have enough to...
Oh, sweatpant.
Here's they start making it and they realize like, Jesus Christ, this is a big bitch.
Bottom just in black. And the reason I think it might not fit is this is a tube top. And it does look pretty big. That matches it. And you buy it as a set. And I was...
I mean, that just... You shouldn't... Like, fuck. Imagine, like, sitting next to her on a plane and having to be like, ma'am, I think I lost my phone in your back. Could you flap your wings, please?
And I was like, who does Walmart think they are to offer something like this? This young thing. Trends and provide that clothing to people at a price they can afford in store. And I saw... A lot of these pieces.
This fast fashion is out of control.
I was shopping and I was shocked because I'm just not used to being able to find stuff like this in my size in a store. No, I'm just kidding. I actually have more little similar to your
old. So. Oh no. Oh no. They have repurposed covers for bombers in the Air Force.
We've got some cargo.
Where'd she go? Where'd she go? Now if you're on a date with her, you can't see what a big mistake you're making.
Like pants, joggers, but they're made out of twill.
They're made out of twill.
You know, the bungee cord. The bungee cord, features. Gosh, this is so late 90s, 2000. It's just, it's mind-boggling. It's
Who's a good doc?
I am. I'm your best buddy, Patrick, man. Just want to serve you. Aaron Good.
I, too, am a good...
You're all good dogs. You're all very good dogs. Cash, thank you for the 5 memberships. I didn't see that. And Tony Hotfinger's gifting a membership. Thank you guys very much for that. Appreciated. We are trying to hit our $3,500 goal. Tomorrow we'll, of course, have some more opportunity. $3,500. $3,500 member. I got to go. I'm too tired for this.
I literally would have died. I actually still like it.
And again, we did our EP for the night. It's Zool McCool. Zool McCool. Thank you so much for supporting the show along with all the other fucking idiots.
Top. The top is really the peso resistance of this entire hall. Because if you saw this, 20 years ago, it will look familiar because I'm pretty certain this shirt was for sale. Like, do you remember when everything was like
thinner?
Athletic styled. Like, look at this outfit. This is like, this is.
She's laughing, but she bought it.
So, what a girl.
She has more. She has more junky Chinese clothing in the bottom of her closet than PPP.
I feel like she wears an outfit like this. I think of other movies. This is what the bad thing. Like, it just. How many people?
Not one plain piece of cluttered. Colored piece of clothing. Everything has to be this busy, distracting phone wallpaper pattern.
Different color tones, whether you're cool or warm, it kind of works because teal does sit as like the middle color in between. And honestly, this looks comfortable.
When she pulls that, look what happens when she pulls that.
The middle color in between.
Ugh.
And honestly, this looks comfortable. It's again mesh, so again you can layer it, you can put a shirt underneath it, jacket over it. There's a lot of different ways you can style it. Adjustable straps, which we love, has cups in here, so again, bye 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 to the bra. Also,
this is what you see when you're smashing from behind.
Not seen the new Deadpool movie. Dance.
Prince hide fat. They don't. Someone go tell them they don't. When do you ever walk into a room and you go like, wow, 7,000 butterflies? No, that's one girl? Get out of here.
Pool is my personal idol.
Hey, look, a bunch of roses. Oh, wait, that's a fat bitch.
If you don't know what that is, go see the movie. You will understand. You will also probably be happier because it's an amazing scene. I love how long this is because it literally does fully cover my
tight. If they walk in, you don't know whether it's a screensaver or your girlfriend.
It is.
Hey, look, a bunch of tropical fish. Oh, wait. Beth?
Big here on the top. So I would actually size down because this mesh is like really stretchy. I did do a size up from what I normally wear because no boundaries is like juniors plus. But honestly, I think you could probably buy your same size. Just because I know not all of you love patterns, I did pull that same dress in black just to show you a different
option. She is wet everywhere. Yeah.
Option. So I'm literally.
Hey, look, black. Black is slimming.
Just showing the exact same dress, but in black. For those of you who are more comfortable in black, because I think it's like a $15 dress, if I recall. It doesn't have the prices on here, but yeah, I think it's like 15 bucks. And my thought that this is a really solid $15 dress.
Totally.
So if you need a black dress.
I have the same one.
Something that's very versatile. I got you. Okay, so this is the black version of that same dress. Again, I'm showing you both. And just to give you an idea of what I was talking about, it being a little bit too loose, it's just not holding my chest. It's covering.
I mean, what could? You know, aircraft aluminum, Stonehenge. What could hold your breasts?
Yeah, but it's not holding it. And I would like a little bit more. Just need a different loungewear.
Oh, no.
Again.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I don't even know what to say to this.
We have some jogger bottoms. We've got
jogger bottoms. That is painted on. That is rough. I mean, if she hadn't shaved her pubic hairs, these pants would pop.
Got some cargos on the side to store all your secrets.
I mean, there are no secrets. There are no secrets. We all know how many tens of thousands of calories you're consuming a day. Secrets?
And it does have that nice little waist that you can accentuate.
It doesn't. This has a nice waist? This has a nice waist.
And I just want to prove to you guys, it is a real drawstring. So you can actually zhuzh yourself in at the waist, which I love because, again, as you guys know, I tend to have a...
What pound test is the drawstring? What are we using here? The same thing DK uses to reel in a marlin? We're going to act like this is just regular rope?
Good waist to hip ratio or bad, depending on if you're talking about for lipedema.
Lipedema. I can't anymore. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you had a nice time. We're going to get out of here. This little piggy tomorrow with a special guest, I think Blind Mike is going to be on there. And tomorrow night, of course, members only program. We will be trying to hit our $3,500 member mark tomorrow. It's our last day to really try to do that. Gift a membership. Get a membership if you can. They're only $1.99. Pick something up from the store. Join the Overdose. Thank you for hanging out. Oh yeah, Michael Ray Bauer might be drinking. A lot of fun. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna be doing a lot of stuff tomorrow. And I hope you'll join us. And if not, you know, it's not really, I can't really do anything about it if you don't.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking. And the low point is the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco pony party be a part of your soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. A stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody likes.